Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Corleone.
Thank you so much for coming back.
What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, 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 hustling.
Who the fuck you think you're fucking with? I'm the fucking boss. 745, white on white, that's fucking Ross. I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat.
What?
I keep them coming back.
What?
We keep them coming back. I'm in the distribution, I'm like Atlantic. I got the motherfuckers flying across the Atlantic. I know Pablo,
Pablo
Noriega, the real Noriega. He owe me 100 favors. I ain't petty, nigga. We buy the whole thing. See, most of my niggas really still deal cocaine. My whoop back, my money ride. I'm on the pedal, show you what I'm running like. When they snatch black, I cry for 100 nights. He got 100 bodies, serving 100 life.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
We never steal cars, but we deal hard. Whip it real hard, whip it real hard. I call the charge, I call the charge. Whip it real hard, whip it real hard. Ain't by no funny shit, steal bitches and business. I'm on my money shit, still whipping them Benzes. Major League, who catching because I'm pitching? Jose Canseco just snitching because he finished. I feed them steroids to strengthen up all my chickens. They flying over Pacific to be specific. Triple C's, you know it's fact, we holdin' sack. So nigga gon' rap, run and tell them that. More cars, more hoes, more clothes, more glow.
Every day I'm hustlin', every day I'm hustlin'. Every day I'm hustlin', every day I'm hustlin'. Every day I'm hustlin', every day I'm hustlin'. Every day I'm hustlin', every day I'm hustlin'.
It's time to spin my thrills, custom spinning wheels. I ain't drove in a week, them bitches spinning steel. Talk about me, cause these suckers scared to talk about me. Killers talking about me, it ain't no talk about me. It ain't no walking around me. See all these killers around me, lot of drug dealing around me. Going down in Dade County, don't tote no
22.
Magnum costly
22.
Tatted on them
22.
Birds go for
22.
Lil mama super thin, she say she
22.
She seen them
22.
We in room
222.
I touch work like I'm convertible
birth.
I got distribution, so I'm converting to work.
Work in the empire, yo.
Them niggas rich off,
hey yo.
Steady slanging,
hey yo.
My shit be banging,
hey yo.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Eyes on Egypt presents Friday, Grammys' Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsm@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on the corner of Dubai Street and can't get it right. I advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was rush hour. Next time, advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio.
Hi, this is Mitch Henry. Introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it at IndieHeat.com. You're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, Straight Drop, brought to you by Trapper Alex Update. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
and Jada Juice Man,
Kai, Jay Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as a Dane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. Get to the paper. Believe it.
Like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails. Let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I call?
Return with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and provide healing for your soul. It's the all-new Donna Colleone Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on the WGNSG
Settle down, class. Welcome, everybody, to the Don Colleone Show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. This is the Don Colleone Show on blogtalkradio.com, WGAG-radio, Georgia Gossip, please believe it. I am your host, Don Colleone, and I love every last one of you and you and you and you for showing up, because without you, it wouldn't be no me. Yeah. All right, let's get to it. I got the news coming up next, and we also have another special guest along with our special guest for, three's a charm. Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus. Here's what's going on. The Donna Colleone Show, we'll be talking about what is relativism, whatever that is. Well, if you don't know what it is, you're going to find out. We have Open Truth Radio will be on the line with us today. Matt, also Neb Ray, Jolie, we will be discussing, he will be speaking on relativism and what relativism has done to our society. Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about here on the Don Colleone Show. Please believe it. You know how we do it. Also, hold your applause. Also, check this. I got the flashback this moment of the day, and then I'm coming back to the news. Flashback this moment, what y'all want, man? Okay, here it is. I got a flashback this moment. this was a female energy in this flashback this moment. Trina, just like the rest of us, just like the rest of them, this to Lil Wayne. Next week. Now, real quick, here is actually, you know, what Obama basically had to say, and y'all already know how he said it, because Don get the news before you get the news, and Don get the speeches before you ever hear the speeches, and Don gets the president before you ever knew there was ever a president. Here's what Baraka Flocka Flame had to say.
I'm the head of the motherfucking state, nigga. I brought you change, nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga? I won't die, I'm the shit, that's what Michelle was. Secret Service, but I got my own. See, Hillary, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in D.C. with them Senate House killers. Barack the Flag of Flame, one hood-ass nigga. In the sixth floor, bend them corners, my nigga.
All right, now. If you want to know the rest of what actually happened on The Daily Show, go to thedailyshow.com, who gives a fuck about it, / Donnie Corleone. Yeah, now moving right along, giving you the world. Now, Indonesia disaster tolls hits about 377 as volcano erupts again. Remember, anytime they report body counts, you got to double that. So let's say 677 or 777. How about that? And Indonesia's Mount Merapi erupted on Thursday for the second time in a week, blasting vast plumes of ash into the sky as the death toll from the initial eruption and a tsunami that hit remote western islands reached 377, so they say. Anyway, UK spy boss defends secrecy, nukes key threat. In London, Britain's top spy. I really never believed in spy, but this shit is for real now, I guess, huh? Thought it was just movies, entertainment, like how y'all don't believe in aliens and y'all think it's entertainment. That's how I think about spies and shit, just entertainment. Britain's top spy, in the first public speech by serving UK espionage chief, said today terrorists might hit the West again at huge human cost, but nuclear proliferation by states was a more far-reaching danger. Argentina enters new political era as Kirchner dies. All right? Hundreds of Argentinians waited in line on Thursday to pay tribute to Néstor Kirchner, the powerful former leader whose death robbed President Cristina Fernandez of her husband and most trusted ally, whoever that is. All right? You can tell I don't really keep up with all that. Now, top of the U.S., mate. All right, let's go to the United Snakes of America real quick. The national news, wild storm leaves behind damaged injuries in North Carolina. People from Dakotas to North Carolina were dealing with the aftermath of a massive storm that roared across the country, unleashing dozens of tornadoes, rain, floods, and eventually snow to some places, leaving plenty behind of destruction. How about that? Boy, Mother Nature ain't playing unless these niggas actually have a machine that can create tsunamis, tornadoes, floods, and all that shit all at one time, and snow. Them some bad motherfuckers. Right, on the other side of town, three fatal shot in Missouri. Police were scouring central Missouri on Wednesday for a man they called a person of interest in overnight shootings that left three people dead and wounded. And mind you, he is not a Muslim. Looks like a Christian to me. Caucasian one at that. All right. Parents told to drop disabled kids at shelter. What the hell is going on? Indiana's budget crunch has become so severe that some state workers have suggested leaving severely disabled people at homeless shelters if they can't be cared for at home. Parents and advocates said most on that story if you like to hear it. I'm done with all that. All right? On the other side of town, y'all already know I'm an NBA girl. You know what I'm saying? NBA. Please believe it. Lakers get a leather-bound ring if y'all paid attention to it. Man, that ring is beautiful. Got leather on the side. Trimmed in like 3 carats and all that good shit. I mean, oh, my God, that ring is gorgeous. All right, that's the news on that. On the other side of town, where my baby dad at? My baby dad. Okay, here it is. T.I. getting cream by the prison chief. This is actually coming from SandraRose.com. As you know, rapper T.I. was sentenced to 11 more months in prison earlier this month for violating his probation. On November 1st, T.I. will report look at that shit. This is fucking, I got Tourette's now. T.I. will report to the same Arkansas federal lockup where he spent 10 months before being released to a Atlanta halfway house late last year. TMZ has learned what will be on the menu when T.I. begins his stint in Arkansas prison on November 1st. He will have nutritious culinary options that include something called creamed beef. For breakfast, he's going to get him a nice little orange, a hot oatmeal, cream beef, home fried potatoes, biscuit, or wheat bread, or skim milk. For lunch, fried fish or baked fish or peanut butter and jelly, mac and cheese or baked potato or peas, cornbread or wheat bread or dessert or just fresh apples. And for dinner, chicken patty or chicken salad or grilled cheese or baked potato or navy beans or salad, hamburger bun or wheat bread. Meanwhile, hell no. Meanwhile, T.I. changed the title of his upcoming CD from King Uncaged to No Mercy, Lord Jesus. He should have changed to No Justice, No Peace. King Uncaged to No Mercy. But the name change came before his arrest on drug charges on September 1st, not after. Prior to his arrest, T.I. met up with DJ Reflex of Power 106. They discussed his work as a producer and touched upon the formation of his production company, Smash Factory. There is also talk that T.I.'s wife, Tiny, will resume shooting her popular lame-ass reality show, Tiny and Toya, with Antonia Carter, now that Tiny no longer has to travel with T.I. everywhere he goes for at least the next 6 to 8 months. This is Don and Colleone just giving you the news from around the world, from her block to yours. Thank y'all so goddamn much. Let's get to it. Are y'all ready? We about to get to it, all right? Now, for those who are just tuning in, I have a special guest. I have actually special guests. You know how Don DeColeon does it. Guess who's coming for dinner or guess who's here for lunch today? I want y'all to please put your hands together for the mind behind the question, what is relativism? Please give it up for the one and only Matt from Open Truth Radio.
Good morning.
How you doing, Matt?
Oh, I'm good. It's still morning here.
Well, it's lunch here.
I know. The ATL, I used to live down there. It's really nice. I miss it.
Where you at now?
I'm in Wyoming.
Oh, okay. Why you leave Atlanta?
Well, I was there in Atlanta. I've done a lot of traveling. I did some music for Creflo Dollar, if you ever heard of in College Park.
Yeah, Creflo I got Dollar. One of his babies.
and then, actually, I just moved from Los Angeles. I spent 4.5 years in Los Angeles. I did inner-city work with gangs, and I worked a little bit with Dark Child and stuff and music.
Oh, really? You've been all over, huh?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
How about that? Well, you know, Don DeColeone is in the music industry as well. That's one of my passions. I own an independent record label.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm a producer and engineer. Let me put that in record.
That's why you have your intelligence. You're very intelligent all around lady.
Well, I really appreciate it. Let's not flatter the Don today. It's going to cost you $2 every time you flatter high. Listen, let's get into it, though. Thank you so much for coming on the show, even though it was your idea to come on, and I'm so open to everything right about now because I'm basically tired of humans. So let's just get the party started.
All right.
Tell me, you know, before I bring my other guest on, what is this relativism or whatever, and And what has it done to our society? First, explain this. I'm thinking of relativity. Did you just throw the ism on it?
Well, no. Okay. First of all, relativism has been around. It's a philosophical doctrine, and it is a. It's been around for at least I can't exactly tell the date, but approximately the doctrine itself been written has been around for at least 500 or so years. And what it is there's two actually definitions of relativism. And the first one is basically what it is a theory of holding a aesthetic value. And it's not a universal or absolute, and it depends on the individual's outlook or society's conventional outlook. And actually the other form of the definition is, it's maintaining the criteria of any kind of judgment varying with individuals. Opposite of that is relationism. So what the thing is about relativism, is say, okay, we're here in America, right? And then you got people like, say, with, say, China, right? Okay, you know, what's norm for us, our cultural norm, it's not their cultural norm. You know, say if we like...
Who is the they? You got to break it down.
China. I'm just giving China.
Oh,
I'm
China.
Giving,
okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm just giving like an example.
Okay,
so
I didn't
like,
even say China. Okay, got it. Okay, China.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like on certain parts of China, for example, in certain places, you can't chew gum. And that's like that in Singapore also. So you can't chew gum. If you spit it out, you're going to get a fine, like a ticket, you know, like a, I don't know how much it is, but I know
right.
They write tickets out. And now if you do it here, they're like, who cares, whatever, you're going about your business. So to them, so that's actually a form of relativism. To us, it doesn't matter, but to them, on the basis of their outlook, then it does matter. And because they're making a judgment on, well, that's against our law, and so you're going to get a ticket, whereas here in the United States, who cares, you know, just go about your business. And so that's a different outlook of perception, and it's relative to the Chinese society, whereas to us about the gum, it's not relative to us because we don't really care about that area.
Yeah, with the exception of Oprah Winfrey, she will fire your ass if you are chewing gum.
Oh, she's that old school?
Oh, yeah, she don't play that gum shit. She was terrified. As a child, I think it was her uncle or her daddy would leave gum inside the kitchen cabinet, and every time she would reach for a damn glass or something, gum would be right there. She'll touch it. So she has a phobia of gum, and nobody that works for her can chew it from that point.
Oh, wow. That's really
And I got
hard.
A thing with gum, too. I hate gum. I hate that shit. I think I'm moving to China.
Oh, no, oh yeah. You can spot people. Hey, man, this like... Give me like 30 yen. Come on, pay up now. So, yeah. And then the question is then, what has this done to our society?
What has what done? Being able to just say, oh, well, you can do what you want to do?
Yeah. Oh, the question is the definition of relativism. And then the question is, how has it affected society, that doctrine or the outlook,
okay.
Right? Is that the question? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just I'm still really young myself, so I could say this from my experience and from some other things, being in the generation I'm in, because I'm still in my mid-20s, is that what relativism has done to us, it has made us decide, well, if there is no absolute or a severe consequence of it, I could question, and it's good to, before I get into this, it's good to be analytical and question stuff. That is good. That's how you get your knowledge. I'm all for that and stuff. But the thing is, when it comes to a thing of choice, which is good too, we're all given a choice of what to do, the way it's set up is I could do, like you said, I could do any kind of thing I want, like, hey, well, if there's no absolute, can I just beat the crap out of somebody? Who cares, right? There's no set foundation.
Well,
of,
it's the same thing
that.
Like that in China. It's just that you got laws that probably say you can't beat the crap out of somebody. That's the same thing here in America, Jack. You can't beat the crap out of, it's in the law books, you can't beat the crap out of nobody. But you can only because we were all given what is considered will.
Yeah, the,
you know,
the free will.
You know, that's just the way it works.
But the thing is, what realism does, it can't even label, actually, if you look at it, the heart of it, it can't even label what is good and what is evil, because in the thing of relativism is there is no a thing of good or evil, because you're only doing something to answer something in that situation, and it's basically there are gray areas. There relativism is good, but there's also absolutism. But what I'm saying is, with relativism, there, like I said, there's no label of good or evil. It's all situational, and you can't, with that kind of outlook, then also there's no like a foundation of security of the purpose of what you're doing, because hell, I could just whatever, you know, and there's
okay,
no.
Okay, so are we just gonna talk about what you can, what you, I mean, shit? Then what's the point?
Yes.
So what's the base of this? What's the foundation of this? And how does it affect our society then? Let's do it that way. How about that? Because something else you said, yesterday during Pundit's show is there are no truths, like getting rid of truth.
Yes. Because,
okay.
Well, there is a side of relativism, which is one type of philosophy, which is moral relativism. But all that is situational ethics and choices, and that still means like, oh, okay, well,
rid of truth got to do with what you're saying, though? That threw me for a loop when you said it, when you mentioned that there are no truths or, like, truth really doesn't exist.
Truth doesn't exist if there's no absolute that it stands, because truth in its nature can't be a choice, because truth by itself is objective to relativism. It's like putting a lion with a chicken. It's going to be ate up. It can't coexist.
Which one going to be ate up? Is will the chicken eat the lion, or the lion going to eat the chicken?
Oh, well, the lion will eat the chicken.
Only if the lion is hungry, though. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
all
usually
right, so
the lion's always hungry. Usually
okay,
the lion's
I got one more
hungry.
Question, then I'm going to bring on my other guest to add to this interesting discussion, this interesting topic. Now, how can there – okay, so let's say – and let's say I'm with you on this. Okay, there is no truth. People can do what they want. Instead of having, you know, a focus on a criteria or something or whatever you mentioned as far as relativity is concerned, yet you are a Christ follower. How does all of that play in? How does all of that play into this whole theory of yours?
So basically, you're saying is what does my belief system have to do with what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, how does it all have a part in it? How does it all play a part in it? Because really, mind you said people can do whatever they want to do. But so what's the point of even following Christ?
Well, that's where the opposition, or that's where the absolutism comes in. Even if they're a belief system, say, without a spiritual belief system, or a, you know what I'm saying, a religious belief system, based on how nature works, there is an absolute, and absolutism is a philosophy even based outside of faith of Christ, actually, what I'm saying, and I'm no disrespect, I love God and stuff, but the thing is, absolutism in itself works on the based on how nature worked. And from there, that's how it stayed, absolutism.
Okay. I got my guests, everybody, my VIP chatters is actually in the Don Corleone's VIP chat room. They are basically saying that you are completely lost, that you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Can you, make it a little bit more I don't know. Shit. What do you want me to say? Can you make it better? Can you explain it where everybody can understand you? Obviously, you're like the only one that understands yourself. So you got to help us out, Matt. You got to help everybody out on this.
Okay. All right. I'll try to use a idiom, which is examples. All right. All right. A simple bit thing of absolute. Math. Math is absolute because, like, what's 1 plus 1? It's 2, right? Because if you have one apple with another apple, that's 2, right? That's a form of absolutism. And
okay, but which means that's truth then. That would be true. That's not a form of
relativism. I do
believe,
no, I know.
Right?
But
that's a little bit different.
But what I'm saying is relativism says then, how do you know that's 2? Or it'll be very analytical. Like,
More than one. How about that?
Yeah. But then they'll come up and say, like you just said, or what I just said, too. How could that be 2? You know, most of relativism is analytical because, like I said, if you look at the definition of truth, truth is absolute or it couldn't be truth. A fact ain't a fact if it's relative. It's still an opinion because it's an opinion because it doesn't have any foundation of root standing.
Okay.
It could change.
Okay. Okay, I see where you're going. Let's see if somebody can assist us also into this relativityism or whatever in our society. Let me bring on my first guest. Y'all please put your hands together. He is now a family of the Don Nicolian Show, the one and only Nav Heteru. How you doing, baby?
Hey, how are y'all today?
Quite well. I have Matt here with me.
Hey, man, how are you, man?
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. Yeah, I was listening, and because, you know, I'm what you would call a pneumologist, and pneumology is basically ancient African metaphysical science that goes all the way back to Egypt and also ancient Kush. And I do understand, or what I say, overstand what you're saying about relativism.
Yes.
Or we know about it in the doctrine of Tehuti as the plane of relativity. And in pneumology, we deal with the laws of nature. And we also deal with the different seats of consciousness. And what we mean by that is it's almost like when you're studying with the Tao master or a Buddhist master, you know, or any type of Asian philosophy, you know, or even in ancient Egypt, you know, you'll get a student or initiate of the occult world. Not saying this is a cult, but I'm just making an example. And the cult only means hidden, but the esoteric world, they will get to a point of reality in their mind where they're not dealing with truths anymore. You know, it's like you'll get to a point in your mind where you'll be like, okay, I know the truth about myself. You know what I'm saying? I know the truth about who I am, what I am, and that's it. But then it's almost like, but there's also truth too, that there must not be any good or bad, because the same energy in nature that's providing for me is the same energy that's providing for that fruit right next, you know what I'm saying, not right next to me, but right over there, you know what I'm saying? Or it's providing for, you know, the people across the world, or it's providing for...
Can we Jesus Christ, Mikey. Listen. Listen. Okay. How does it all affect our society?
Okay,
or what does it have to do with our society? And before you answer that from your site, Nav, let me bring on, and I pray his phone is working, 928-245 Babylon Don, you are on the air. Welcome to the Don Nicolian Show. Are you there? Okay, seems like it's not working. All right, go ahead and answer that from your mind's eye, Nav. What does all this have to do when I wake up in the morning?
Society, right. Well, if you know
get up out the bed because I'm already
you'll get to a point. You get to a point in your knowledge and knowing relativity that you step into what we call the 11th plane of existence. Some people call it the 11th dimension. And when you're dealing with relativity, you just basically realize that everything is necessary. Everything that is here is necessary. Good and bad, there's no more good and bad, right or wrongs. Everything is necessary because nature wouldn't personify it if it didn't. Now, as far as morals, what he was saying about morals, through my perspective, right, or through ancient African metaphysics, through morals, he's right. It's relative to that society. Who sets up that society? But I was just looking on the Merriam-Webster's dictionary here about relativism, and I, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, what's your name, Matt, right?
Yes.
Okay, it says, if you look it up on Merriam.com, dictionary, the second definition of view, that ethical truths depend on individuals and group holding them, the definition of relativism. And when it said ethical truth depends on individuals and the groups, then that means that if you have, right, a particular culture that runs a society, they set up the boundaries. They set up what's ethically cultural within that society. So according to the Asians, according to their cultural society, no, you're not chewing gum. But according to American cultural society, that's not really, you know, practical, you know. So how it affected us is because a lot of the value system that has been set up in America, right, does not go along with the natural flow of things. And how do we know? Because of a lot of the karmic debts that is happening a lot in America, with a lot of different societies, they're very strict on laws of nature because they know as above, so below, you know. So that's basically how I see it. You know, that's how we see it as new knowledge, you know. So relativity, he's right, relativity, there is relativity. You get to a point where you realize where everything is needed by necessity. In order to build a new building, you have to dig up that grass, but that's still killing. That's killing, like, millions and millions of cells of grass, and, you know, you're destroying nature in order to build something. You understand? So it's a building destroyed.
Yeah, but what about
no
eating,
good or bad.
You know, what about eating, you know, a carrot? Are we not destroying nature by eating carrots?
We are.
You know,
we are.
Yeah, but it's still all part of the cycle of life, correct?
You know,
and I just use carrot as one thing.
Society.
Let me see if it's...
go ahead. Sorry, excuse me.
I just wanted to make sure that Babylon is on with us. Babylon, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Okay. All right. Thank you for joining us. What's your input? What's your input? And the Matt and Nab Ray is actually on the air with you.
Okay. He's from Nab.
Huh?
You still there, Don?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to add that relative is infinite and absolute is infinite.
Okay, you broke up when you said relative is what?
Finite.
Oh, it's finite. Relative is finite and absolute is infinite. Is that what you said?
That's right.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, we lost you again. Are you there? Man, you got to get up out the mountains, man. I think they got a tap on you, baby. All right, let's keep it pushing because I can't hear you. I'm going to leave your mic open, of course, until, you know, you get it together. 347, I believe this is Elohim. Thank you so much for joining the Don and Cody Show. Are you there, Elo?
What's going on, Don?
Oh, man, everything. You already know. How you doing?
Excellent. You have a wonderful show, wonderful topic. I'm going to say this. Relative is a belief. Absolute is a fact. This is why I always make the statement, Don, that there has to be a practical application of what you believe in when it comes to philosophy. You see, people, this brother who's saying that there is no truth, I respect your opinion. For one reason, I have been through a lot of different philosophy studying, and I came to the conclusion that a lot of stuff was bullshit because there was nothing tangible about it. But when I came into the realization of Yahweh, a real realization from dealing with Kabbalah, I mean actual realization, for me, life is real. I mean, there has become phenomena in my life, real phenomena. that I go through, that I experience in this consciousness that we're in now and in other states. So there is an absolute truth. What I'm saying is, I respect this brother who is saying there's no truth, because at least he's came to a real reality that I wish that a lot of people will come to that's in a bunch of beliefs. How could you believe in Christianity and all this stuff and you don't get the result of what it says? How long are you going to be told that Christ is coming soon? Soon when? They've been teaching that soon for decades. If his blood is, if God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, why is the world like it is? See, that John 3:16 would be relative, but there's no absolute truth to it.
Because, now that's high, Elohim. You said something strong there, baby.
Because if the love of God of a man was died for the sins of the world, why is the world still suffering? Listen, if our sins are paid for, they're paid for. Everybody's accountable for what they do right now. These people went around thinking their sins are forgiven. They are sadly mistaken. Why do you think people are still suffering? Everybody's accountable for what they do. People are in an illusion when they're thinking that their sins and what they walk in the earth and do right now, the wickedness and the evilness that they do and the bad moral characters that they have right now, is just easily forgotten by some faith and some relative belief in some Jesus. Nah, it don't go that way.
Okay,
give
me one first. Hold up. Matt, what do you you want to add to that? Neb and Babylon, anybody want to jump in on that? That's a damn good question.
Hey, Paul.
Say what, Babylon?
Matt, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, you're listening. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I just like I said, I like to hear people, and then that's when I form my frame of mind, reference of speeches and stuff. So, whoever's next, I'll put my two cents in here in the next few minutes.
I wanted to chime in just real quick and still home in on how the theory or the philosophy of relativism and relativity has ultimately affected society. And, you know, I have to, even though, you know, the way that Matt is, you know, doing his best to explain it, you know, I just like to build on it. Just a tiny bit of how when we're dealing with the morals of a society, you know, and thinking that there's no backlash because everything is relative, and that there's no really right or wrong, you know, then reality is eventually nature always shows you, cosmic laws always shows you that, you know, there is a backlash and that there is higher laws governing. There's laws even beyond relativity, you know, and relativity is really, or relativism, it becomes relative to the person who is actually standing there looking down the street. Like, it's something I watched on YouTube the other day, and it was about this lady. I forget the name she had, the book she has out, but she does speak about relative. She says that, you know, you get caught out in the rain one day, and you're real freezing cold, and you're waiting for your bus, and you want to get home. She says, now, when you finally get home after freezing cold, and you jump in the shower, and you take that hot shower, she says at that moment, that is the best shower you have ever taken, right? And then she says that at that moment, that hot shower became relative, and it mattered most than the regular hot showers you take every day. She said, so what is that? You understand? So with this society, people have set up laws thinking, oh, you know, that really doesn't, you know, have any backlash, you know what I'm saying, and realizing that it still has a cosmic debt, you know, and in society, this is why this society of America is paying now, you know, for the different things that's going on in the society because of the way that people have taken man's law and decided that they could be the judge instead of stepping outside of cosmic law. So when there's no absolute truth, truth is just, it was truth that's truth that everybody accepted one time that the world was flat. When in ancient Egypt, we knew that the world was round because they drew circles way before in European cultures, they said that the world was flat. You see what I'm saying? But it was an accepted truth. Right, until their quantum physicists like Newton and the rest of them came, you know what I'm saying, Sir Isaac Newton and the rest of them who came with their theories of relativity, you know, quantum entanglement, quantum, all these different quantum theories, then they started realizing that there is higher information out there in the universe.
Okay. Now, can I share this with y'all?
Let's give Matt a chance real quick. Hold that 2 seconds. And before I, Matt, give, I'm going to give you, before I let you ask, let me bring on, y'all know, the one and only, please put your hands together. Female God in the building, please put your hands together for Jolie. Yeah.
Jolie.
Greetings, everyone. Greetings. Thank you, Don.
Quite welcome. And before I let you chime in after Matt, Jolie, I'm just going to give Matt a moment. Go ahead, Matt. You got it.
All right. Man, I've learned a lot some more. Man, everybody's got knowledge. That's a good thing. What I'm about to say is, two, the thing that holds us back from a lot of stuff is perception. Because one said relativity is finite, and the other one is infinite. The thing is, based on our human condition and the way we perceive, we're so limited in understanding the full reality of things. And so what perception does, it keeps us, even when we think we have something, whether what we believe or not, it still holds us back from reality. So.
Okay, Jolie, chime in.
Okay, Matt, I think where I differ with your understanding is because I actually look at it in the reverse. Whereas you're looking for an absolute truth, one truth, this major truth, this all-encompassing truth, that's where you're getting the absolute truth from. So because things don't match up with that one way of looking at it, that is the finite way of looking at everything. Because things don't match up with that truth, then everything else becomes suspect. I'm saying to you that if you look at it in the reverse, where there is no one truth, like because we have perception and because things are relative, the truth then falls in line with the universe. You can't have a truth outside of the way the universe works. Mm. That would be spiteful. Like it would be an asshole kind of universe if the universe allows differences, but then taxes you because you think differently. That would be a jackass of the universe. So really, our perception allows there to be more than one truth. Where you're having a problem is differentiating truth from belief. See, because you believe something was true, you thought it was true. That's not the case.
Okay, chime in, Elohim. Let's figure this thing out. Listen, before I let you, because I know you're holding this thought. And if you can answer this also, Elohim, or anyone else, while you get on in the ring. The thing is this: what the hell this got to do with our society?
All right,
go ahead, Elohim.
Okay, I'll start with the brother. That brother Haru, he's deep.
Yeah, Nav Haru.
His whole show yesterday, what you had with him was deep. I'm going to say why because of this.
Mm-hmm.
When I was with the Israelites, I did everything that was in the New Testament. And I did everything, all the fasting, all the praying. I had blood burns in my knees. I mean, come on, dressed in all white, got rid of my jewelry, all this fancy stuff. I was living like Tibet in the hood. And I told this brother Malachi one day, I said, I don't know what's wrong with this Bible, but something's missing. He said, what do you mean, brother? I said, listen, man, I done did everything this thing say. Why are we still suffering? I said, how many Passovers we going to keep? How many Day of Atonements we going to keep? How many Shabbats we going to keep? I said, brother, I done did all this. Y'all see what I do. You see the sacrifices that I make. And I said, I'm not saying there's no God or the Bible ain't the word of God, but something's missing is what I told him. Well, I went into my search. And the brother Haru said things to y'all that is absolute fact. When I got into Kapala and started getting into myself and getting into meditation and yoga and started going into these real different phenomena, I found out there was a universe of ancestors and people willing to talk to me. Man, there's so many people I speak to of my ancestors of ancient and of now. I couldn't even tell you because if I told you, you wouldn't believe me, none of you.
But the brother Haru is telling you out of truth. Because I'm speaking to them. If I told you a name of a famous artist that just recently passed, I speak to him just recently, you wouldn't believe me. Haru, you're right, brother. And I hope you get the people to understand what you're trying to show them. That's what
okay.
I got to say.
Okay. Anybody want to chime in? Jump in like Double Dutch, because this is
about
going to the next hour. Well,
I
want to
just home in on
the
society.
Because
I agree with Matt and what he's saying. It's just that, you know, because from my perception, I'm there where he's at. So it's like, and in truth, all of it, you know, the ultimate truth, the ultimate reality, relative and everything is change. That's it. You know, when you just sit back and meditate about change, it's all about change, you know. Things go up, things go down. But in this society, in America, because I like to home in on America.
Devlon, your mic is open. Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to travel outside. So in America, how it affected our society was the people who set up the laws and have been setting up the laws that dictate our life. They set it up based off of their perception, right? And if they have a limited scope, right, on perception, then it's going to affect the masses who don't even have the ability to speak out, so-called speak out, on the different laws. You understand? Because we're all connected. We're all related. You know what I'm saying? In some type, form, way, or fashion.
Well, we know that some of the laws actually came from the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Some of them. Right.
Well,
you're right. No,
damn
near
a lot of the damn commandments actually was taken and put into the law book.
Right.
But it seems like they're doing away with it and making it up as they go along. Now, you know what I'm saying, making it up to suit their lifestyle. It's no longer a law, the laws of my eye. It's the laws of the lawmaker's lifestyle
now. You answered your own question, Don. Society's hypocrites. You answered your question. What does it do with a society? People are not looking for truth. People not rich. People join organizations for status. Some people go to church just to look good. Some people join groups because they were suckers on the streets, and now they Muslim because now they got a low status, or they 5% or whatever it might be. Or you now, I don't even become an Israelite because now you can join with some brothers and be with a team of dudes, and now
you
got
you
backup.
Have,
well,
I was going to
ask. I just want to chime in.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but Jolie, get in here. Jolie says that you speak so much about, she's actually in the chat room, I don't think it's fair, but Jolie basically says you, Elohim, you speak so much about religion and Israelites and all of that, it seems as if you are looking for someone to lead you.
Say it again, to someone to do what?
Never mind.
See, I just thought the Israelites could be hypocrites. I've learned from them. I was one of the most elite speakers
with
them in Harlem.
Right, but this is still dealing with, we're talking about our society. Let's say that, you know, religion is like a mall. You can choose to shop anywhere you fucking want to. So we're done with religion. You know what I'm saying? We're done with that, but we're talking about the laws of relativity and the laws of absolute.
What he's saying is goes with relativity, and I'm going to give you an example, or relativism. I'm going to give you an example on that particular note. Just so we could bring it back home to the topic, but this is a very excellent topic. And relativism, because you had bad experiences, at one point in time, it was relative in your life. You needed those experiences. But then once you outgrown those experiences in Hebrew Israelites, right, you realized that it wasn't for you no more. But if you didn't go through that path, you wouldn't have became what you are now. So it was still relative. You see what I'm saying? Because it got you to an absolute truth within inside of yourself. And see what he's talking about with society here.
But you know what I found out, and I think I know where Matt is going now when you said that. It just fucking just exploded in my DNA.
Okay,
God damn it. I figured, I swear to God, his light bulb just came off quick. I mean, just came on. Listen, I get this shit now because you know what?
It's all religious.
Absolutely, because like it is. You will, whatever your absolute truth is actually relative. But it's not the truth. It's not the truth only because you found a lie in it. So
yes,
it becomes
exactly.
just that. And nobody
yes.
and when you're in it at that time, nobody can tell you nothing because it appears to be the truth to you. Like
yes.
being
yes.
an Israelite at that time was the truth. Nobody
Thank
outside
you.
Of the Israelite community could tell you, nigga, why is you wasting your fucking time? It becomes the truth to you, but it wasn't the absolute truth. I think we got truth and absolute truth and belief
yes,
and relatively
exactly.
all that
yes.
shit trying to make that shit one and the goddamn same. I done figured
exactly.
this shit out because there was a time when every sister came in my life and my job was to teach her. She became my friend and I became hers and my student and I was her student. But everybody on the outside is telling me, you need to leave that fucking leech ass bitch alone. You know, why is you doing that? You know, this bitch ain't motherfucking right. Or whatever, right? And but the truth to me was that she was until I found the lie in that bitch. So I get it now. And it's the same thing with the way the system is set up because you do have Christians that will kick your ass if you say anything about their Jesus because it's what they believe as truth. So I get this shit now. I get it. And I'm going to tell you something. Nobody would know the truth until they transition out of this motherfucker.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask y'all a question? Can I ask y'all a question? I would love to ask y'all a question.
Thank you.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Wait,
I
want to
ask y'all a question,
Dawn. Wait, hold on.
You're saying what I was saying. And I'm grateful that you expressed it better because that's exactly what I was saying. They're confusing a lie with the truth because they thought it was true. And
right.
to justify sometimes people have an
yeah.
emotional attachment to their understanding, so they want to justify why they understand it instead
right.
of understanding it. It don't fucking matter. It's a lie.
Right.
Fuck it. You don't
and
have
it,
to
and it is
to
them.
No
and,
more.
It, and, that, and that's what I understand now. It is to them. That's why I couldn't understand when Elohim kept talking about the Israelites to the Kabbalah, to meditation. I couldn't get it until
it.
I understood what he meant when Neb explained it. And here's what I get now. Because I was talking to a sister damn near 2 months ago that was New Black Panther down. And I couldn't convince her that shit was garbage. And she stood on what she felt was the truth, and then 2 months later she made a statement over the airways that she don't fuck with them no more. She felt it was bullshit. So now I understand that it's truth only lasts for a moment until they find out that there's some bullshit.
And that's about
now,
science.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Something, see,
but if you
that
find
time
out
in
this real bullshit,
quick.
Or until
it
changes
true.
Their lifestyle. That's really what it is. It goes
see,
back
see, like,
to the lawmakers that no longer stands
true.
On my eye. They stand
oh,
on, they make laws based on their lifestyle. And if they change their lifestyle, then there's a new law implemented.
Then now, look at America, right? Right here in America. As you look at, let's look at all the different stuff that, like he's saying, relativism gets you to the point where you feel you can do any fuck, you're untouchable. You feel like you can do anything because there's really no God out there that's going to give you no backlash. There really isn't. So look at America. Look at the way our society is. It builds, one thing positive I can say about it in dealing with relativism or relativity, it got me to the point where I know that I now can confidently use my mind power to construct my world. You see what I'm saying? That I finally got fed up with all the truths and the facts that I thought I felt was true. And I
right.
got to the point in my life where now, you see what I'm saying, the only ultimate reality is change. You see what I'm saying?
Because change is constant.
Because
change is
constant.
It's the same way if we break
no
it down
it
to
is,
the smallest
change.
Molecule.
Good, bad, right,
if we break it down to the smallest molecule, nobody could have told us that the world was round. You know what I'm saying? It was the absolute fucking truth that it was flat. So something happened. Something changed. And if you break it down to the smallest molecule, it's something simple as this. Your mother, your father told you that person that you was in love with is no good for you, and that you stood on what you felt was the truth and say, that's a lie, I'm going to be with this motherfucker anyway.
Right.
You later find out that what? The lie obviously surfaced, and it's no longer your fucking truth.
Don, can I ask y'all a question?
I get this shit now. Thank you, Matt. It's a blessing that you came on this show. I get it now. I get it. And that's why he says, wait, let me finish because I'm having DNA explosions right now. That's why Matt said that, you know, people do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And
so you're
and
God.
Reality
you become a God.
And reality is that they are because what they feel like they doing is the truth.
Right.
Now let me ask you,
like, why
everybody
so mad? Why
so really, and let me say this, and I'm going to sit my ass down because y'all got me standing up in this motherfucker now. Listen, and, I mean, I finally get it. I finally get this shit. That's why the laws of nature really never interferes when a lion is attacking a goddamn zebra.
No,
I
no,
fucking
what,
figured
the
this shit out now. It's... But we always attack each other as moral characters because in my truth, what you doing is not fucking right. And in your
That's
truth,
right.
you saying, nigga, that shit ain't right for you to come in my truth and take that shit away.
You see,
right. Create your
That's
own
my
truth.
Problem.
Create your
see?
Own truth. Create your own reality. Create your
Can
own
I ask
relativity.
A question? I have a serious question
You're
the for
God.
Y'all. I have a serious question for y'all. See, I know maybe Elohim confuses certain people the way I speak, but that's because I done came into a certain realization in life that is so real it's hard to explain.
Right,
in
but you
term.
Got you helped me out there. You helped me
okay,
out.
But
this
then I
show
got a
was for me because I'm going to figure this shit out.
But
this point on, I ain't got a problem.
Check
Let me put this shit on record. I done said this 2 months ago on my goddamn show, and I'm saying it again. I'm back on the square. Listen, gays... fucking the same sex is their absolute truth until it changes.
Now,
of course, their truth until it
changes. Question. No, can I get this question out, please?
I'm sorry, Elohim. I'm just having DNA explosions, man. Let me mute myself. Let me mute myself out the show.
I got a question for all of y'all. This is how
you have to mute Elohim, darling. You have to mute Elohim.
Go ahead,
Elohim. This is where I stand. I don't overstand or understand. This is where I stand. To me, we all have a different belief, and we all want to believe that what we believe is the
truth. It's the
truth.
Right.
Now, for me, is what happens when the universe reveals that one of us is right and the rest of us is wrong? And then
Ooh,
what
shit.
Does, what, then that's where now you see why that's why I am the way I am. I'm strict about being
right.
Or
what if the universe reveals that nobody
all right.
is fucking right?
What if I say that we all right?
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
another
that.
Level.
Exactly.
Now,
that would be overwhelming
so now, okay,
for me.
So
then it
still
puts you back, you being the God of your life.
Wait a minute. Jolie agrees that it's exactly that we're all right, which means that black awareness was right all the fucking time.
Of course. Because black awareness ain't nothing but going inside the darkness.
No, I'm talking
we're
about a dude named Black Awareness now. I'm talking about a dude, a guy named Black Awareness.
Is that what he was saying?
Hey, like, calm down, Nev, calm down.
Like, don't worry,
about
Black Awareness
John
is the shit.
People.
Black Awareness is the
I'm worried about John. I'm worried about the state
John.
Of the mentality
minute,
of people
minute,
when
wait,
they
wait,
find out they're wrong.
I got to give Jolie a moment. Go ahead, Jolie.
No, that is not what Black Awareness is No, and I'm going to tell you, and I keep meaning to say this to him when I talk to him because he seems to think that his intention is for personal growth and development, right? And then once you are personally grown and developed, then you can offer yourself to the community. So he doesn't take that next step. He just believes that people can shine their light and fuck the fact that it's blinding everybody else, okay? That's the difference between that kind of understanding being positive and negative, which is if it is not for the collective good, then it's
okay,
not,
now, but
it's not
it's
a favorable understanding for the
right
collective.
Now. But that truth will exist for right now because everybody got a problem with somebody else's truth, which is still their belief that they believe that what they're doing is true. So,
yes,
you know, I'm telling you, this is how we're able to harmonize and get back into the oneness
harmonize.
Of the universe by
it
accepting
is.
That which is and by yes. acknowledging that which is not.
Thank you.
Yes.
See what
this
you said,
Don? This is what I'm
See
saying,
what you said?
This is what I'm saying, is that everybody's path everybody's destiny creates their own journey, okay?
Really?
So my journey, as long as I'm on my destiny's path, then I highly doubt that when I get to the completion of my journey, the universe is going to be like, no, you should have been on fucking Don Corleone's path. There's not one way to satisfaction. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now,
okay,
let's not
okay.
But
there
but
is an order, right? Do we all agree that there is a universal order?
Yes, and that's why I'm
saying
we can't confuse.
Okay, let me put Babylon. Let me give Babylon a chance to jump in because his phone was breaking up, and then Matt, I'll give you, you know, just get on there here. But Babylon, you working? What you got for me?
I hope I'm working, Don. I mean, I got a list for the people. They just have to pull out a pencil and a pad. When y'all speak about good, like you always say, God equals devil. Perception equal perceive. Reception equal receive. And that's two different ways of thinking, to perceive or receive. One is projecting, and one is actually receiving or accepting. When you speak of the universe equals the all. When you speak of nature, nature equals all. When you speak of lies, lies equal illusion and hallucination. You speak of truth, truth equal absolute reality. When you speak of change, change equal constant. But remember this, change don't never stop changing.
Thank you.
Change don't never stop changing.
Right.
Then is it truly something called constant? Because if change don't never stop changing, it's like the question is, God can't do one thing. He can never become less than himself.
Right.
So if God, as they say, can never become less than himself, the all can never become less than himself. Therefore, it's limited. Even being infinite is limited. So another thing I want to say, last thing is, really important. Y'all mentioned, he said, what if you say one is right? Now, that equal one. What if you say none is right? That equal two or zero. What if you say all is right, we're all right, that equals three. What if we say some of them right, that equals four. But if you write it down and look at that, right is right, and that's the only truth. Some can be right, all can be right, none can be right, one can be right, right equal right. Right.
Well, we
right.
know that it's either all right or not right at all.
That's right.
Can I chime in just real quick?
Wait, let me get Matt.
About,
Matt, you
want to
jump in?
Oh, man, I like this. The thing is about absolutism, if the definition is means unchanging. So.
There's,
mm-hmm.
I,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you got a field on
yeah.
that, Matt.
All
oh,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look, then there's something that, you know, and that we. Based on our daily lives and our routines, things change, right? Well, okay, so on this, on absolutism, there's an unchanging. There has to be, if absolutism is true, then I'm going to be devil's advocate for a second. If absolutism is true, then that means there's an unchanging foundation. So you have to have a foundation, right, with absolutism and relativism can work. So there is a foundation of unchange that is like a concrete, like we walk on concrete. But the thing is, our steps are changing. But the thing that holds
yes.
us in moving
yes.
is the unchanging, which is the absolutism.
Yeah.
Can I chime
yes.
in real quick? Are you finished?
Yes.
That?
Okay. Go ahead, man.
And the absolute,
go ahead, brother.
Because when you're talking about absolute. It's coming back to definition and words and who created the words. So when we're saying absolute, all you're speaking about is whole, wholeness. All you're speaking about is completeness. All we're speaking about is not the all, but all. That's all we're talking about. Now, that theory of unchanging, the unchanging reality that they're talking about was incomplete because those who got that from the ancient Tamarans or Egyptians, they didn't get the whole full message. And what we're saying unchanging, what we're really talking about is change. We're talking, that's why we said all is, and we left it. You see what I'm saying? Some people say ohm, and that silence within the ohm is something that cannot be defined.
Right. Even in the Bible, they said that, you know, I think it was First Corinthians or Chronicles or whatever, but it said that, you know, different administrations, different this, different that, different this and different that, but they are all in all. They're
exactly.
Still part of all.
The one basic founding law.
But I just want to say this real quick. To even have this type of conversation, it shifts our perception into what's called now, through different elite societies today, because I study it, is quantum thinking. Quantum thinking, right, because relativity is a law in nature. When you Google it, it's there. It's out there. Quantum
I'm so
thinking,
tired of hearing somebody
quantum.
Say Google. I hate
thank
that
you.
Motherfucker.
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
But go ahead.
Google,
I'm going to take your word. I'm going to nab Haru. I ain't going to Google shit. I'm going to nab Haru. Let's run it.
Quantum thinking, right, is just dealing with all. You see what I'm saying? You start putting the power and you start taking off, like he said earlier, the moral things that society in America has placed on your mind. You start to relate to stuff. And you start taking back control. Hold on, just real quick. You start taking back control of your life, and then you learn through quantum entanglement that it's not just you going through these experiences. Because, brother, I've been through that experience, Elohim, where talking to my ancestors. So you're not the only one going through. Here's the key word. You're not the only one. Because we're all.
I know.
We have been taught through this society that it's only one way. And that's where the problem's coming in at. It's an all thing. In ancient Africa, we dealt with all-ism, complete-ism, absolute-ism. You see what I'm saying? We didn't deal with just one way. You know, that's why I said everybody's right. In reality, we're all right.
And you are absolutely right. How about that?
But you see, that's
what it is, man. Maybe it's absolute right, goddammit, because we would never know the truth.
John, I have to go. Can I just share this one thing with y'all? I really do have to go. I enjoyed talking to y'all. I really did. But let me just say this one thing, and I'm gonna be real brief. For me, when I really came into certain realizations and started speaking with my ancestors, for me, they revealed to me how everything I was believing and thought was wrong, which rocked me to the bones. And they are still revealing to me how a lot of people down here think it's correct. They're off. I'm just saying that from what was shown to me, when the realization of the universe really comes into the earth to mankind, man, I hope their mental stability is willing to take it and able to take it, because a lot of people think they're right, and they're going to find that they're so off.
We know we figured that out through experience. We were right about our
first
love.
The world is where it is now.
We was right about our first house. We was right about our first job. We was right about our first president. We was right about our first teacher. We was right about our first religion.
Yeah,
we was right
done,
about
I
our
worry.
First occupation. We was right about our first outfit that we
done,
got.
I worry about if our people can handle the corrections that they're going to have to go through.
Now, that's the only thing. We are forced to correct ourselves only because change is constant.
But so change is constant. Correct themselves.
Huh?
Okay. Well, how many people are really going to make the proper correction? Some people, you know,
One thing I know for sure is that we know by the laws of polarity and the universal laws and even Mother Nature that everything doesn't ripen on the bough at the same time. Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you feel me what I'm saying? So
that's
we're
real.
Looking at
that's
people
true.
That are not ripen yet and saying they're not going to ripen.
Sometimes.
What about those?
Sometimes fruit that hasn't ripened yet gets knocked off the tree before they ripen.
Yes, but it's still
that
in food
happens,
for something
that's, okay.
that's on the ground.
And
it's still
okay.
has nourishment for something that is on the ground.
I'm just saying, more importantly than spending your energy worrying about people's destiny, you should empower your own Yes, worry is wasting energy. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't help anybody. We're not talking about who wants to say, oh, they're not talking about me because I do worry about people. This is conversation.
Let's go. Go ahead, Jolene.
No, because the reason why I worry about people is because the reason why I worry is because I've been came into a realization that's beautiful, and I wish all can have it.
Right,
oh,
but
please.
That's your truth for right now, but watch that shit change.
You know what, Ellen? That's the only thing about it, because change is constant.
And remember, we cannot live permanent upon obstruction nor harmony.
See, that's
so things are constantly changing regardless in our lives.
That's why real realization is really, like you say, everybody walks their own fucking path.
Thank you, Babylon.
Everybody walks their own path, because what I'm talking about and trying to explain, it's hard to explain. And I know there's just certain people that just look at Elohim and think about Elohim like, this guy's crazy, I don't know what he's talking about. But I know, and as long as I know,
and
that
that's
I
what
know
we're
what
saying.
I'm talking about.
And you are absolutely right. We go back to that absolutely right instead of absolutely the truth. You are absolutely right in your way. And that's the problem I feel with human beings is that we can agree to disagree, but we take away a person's right, there we go again, to be right.
That's right.
But everybody can
that's
be right.
right.
For example, Don, you can have an adult. Like, for example, two adults. It don't make no difference what religion it is, but they raise a child from an infant in his belief. Suppose that belief in philosophy is not right. What happens to them children when they grow up 30 years old? You can't just
we
kick
become,
that out of
we
them.
We are those children. Remember, our philosophy or our way of life was somebody else's truth.
Well, then there's a lot of things that we, but there's a lot of us believing in things that is just wrong, just crazy.
But that's their choice.
There's a lot
of
philosophy.
That gets them. Hold on, let me put somebody else on real quick. I got a hand up. But then let me say this. But that gets them to where they at. Remember, they were saying that same shit about you when you joined the Hebrew Israelites that you're going to say about them 30 years from now. It's the same shit. Watch, you'll see. 502-269, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to the Don DeColeone Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Thutmose. I'm just saying Peace Hotel.
Peace Hotel, Thutmose. Thank you so much for joining.
I've been listening. Just stay in the now. As beings down here, a lot of people, they dwell in too much in the past and try to look toward the future. Just stay in the now, and you'll get your answer.
I agree. In the now. That's it. Now time. That's it.
Yeah, but I do got to go, Don. Don, it was a pleasure talking to y'all. I really got to go.
Man, the honor is all mine. Thank you, Elohim. Have an awarding
right,
day. We love you. Peace.
Hey, brother, man, you're something else, brother.
Hey, man, you're doing my job, man. Hotel.
Yeah,
okay, so
Thutmose,
let's reiterate what you were saying. Can we say that again for us, please? Thutmose?
Yep, I was just saying, just as a being, let's stay in the now. And a lot of beings, you know, you shouldn't be worrying anyway. You should be consumed within your own spiritual body and self. And don't be looking and dwelling in the past or in the future. Just be in the now future. When the future, like each kind of ticks, you always in the now. So you take care of the now, and that right there is going to reveal, like you said, it's always changing. So regardless, time is changing, so you changing with time. So you stay in the now.
Right.
Yes. One thing I want to say is about these choices. You see, like, choices. One thing I was trying to point out at the end of what I was saying was that when we say, when a person say, is all of them going to be wrong, or some of them going to be wrong, or one of them going to be wrong? See, that's back to the spell of 1, 2, 3. We got to start to think beyond that.
Yep.
Even when you think of quantum physics and things like that, quantum sciences or realities, it's still 1, 2, 3, 4 in quantities, totals. So you got to see the fifth reality, even in that, to understand quantum physics, or else you don't understand and you gotta understand it. If you just see quantum and that's all you see, you got to understand quantum. And if you got four, then there's a fifth point there that you must see in order to comprehend quantum physics or quantum science.
Right.
But the quantum physics for what we learned through Nunology, right, and also through what I learned through my master teacher, right, was that once you step into quantum physics, you're looking through the doorway of all. You see what I'm saying? So quantum physics is not the stop. You know, we limit ourselves. It's the beginning of an infinite possibility. It's the beginning of an infinite world. And then you step in and you wear the mask of God. You turn back around and you realize, whoa, I am in control. Everything is here by necessity, called relativity. You see what I'm saying? And I can create a society in my own life, in my own mind. I can create a society like Atama Ray, not just in America, but all around the world. And I can dictate the laws and not have somebody else create a society, and I'm under their relativity. I control the relativity or the swing of the pendulum. You understand?
Right, but you would only dictate the laws that deals with your lifestyle at that moment.
Exactly.
You wouldn't dictate the laws that deals with the lifestyle of others. And I think now that I understand it, basically that is what the United States government is doing, is dictating the lifestyles of others as well as theirs. You know what I'm saying? With the exception of banning cigarette smoking at Waffle House. I'm really pissed off about that.
Talk about that, huh? No one wants to smoke in the oven, huh?
That's why I don't go to Waffle House.
But when you set up a society, it has to be based on the laws of nature, and you have to know the laws of nature. There is laws of nature: cause and effect, relativity, facts. You see what I'm saying? Pleasure and pain. There's a lot of laws of nature. Law of attraction. You know, there's a lot of laws of nature, and that's when you have a balanced, complete, whole society, right? You see what I'm saying? It's not everybody.
Yeah, but remember, but even nature changes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everything is going to be constantly changing anyway, based on the nature of your society.
And what I'm saying is, once you're in tune with nature, you change with the cycles of nature, which is still complete. If nature's going to go to sleep or go in its winter cycle, you adjust with nature. If you're going to come back out in your spring cycle, you adjust with nature. As long as you roll with nature, with its changes, you're fine. But what happens is people don't adjust with the change. Like, there's change going on the planet right now, and there's people who don't want to adjust with the changes. That's what the whole issue is. We have to change with nature. As long as we ride with Mother Nature, we cool. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
See, our ancestors knew. Our ancestors knew that there was a time that was going to be rough for the African race. They knew it. They logged it. You see what I'm saying? Many tribes knew about this. Many tribes even put their own up to go suffer. You see what I'm saying? But we knew that there would come a time that we would resprout back again. We knew this. The ancient masters knew this. You see what I'm saying? So but what happened is a lot of us got lost along the way. But what only thing we're saying is get in tune with nature. And once you're in tune with nature, the confusion stops.
Well, how does it stop when you still have to go to and fro and you're still governed by man's law that is not in tune with nature?
Because your mind, because once you start to, like you said, you start to experience things.
And you have to commune with people that are not in tune with nature.
Well,
so now what?
Like this. Okay.
You have people that, you know, if they're mad at you, they're not going to call 911 on your ass.
If they'll be honest, they'll admit that they're just offering spiritual freedom and not physical freedom. Like,
what I'm saying
is, that it can lead to spiritual freedom, but it don't lead to no authority, no kind of power over the being that's got governance over you now. You know,
it does.
To no kind of physical change unless, I ain't talking about what you talk about, Nev. I agree with you, man. You're new marriages. I agree. I'm just speaking on a relative point of view. See, I know what you're saying. Let's not make relative and absolute some deep shit, man. You said earlier for yourself, you said relative. I mean, you said that absolute would equal wholeness, and I agree. But remember, not you remember, but the audience remember, that relative and absolute are nothing but poles of the same thing. It's just like saying thin and fat, hot and cold, big and small. Relative is to absolute what thin is to fat. It's just degree of change. There's nothing more than that. So even if you have relative or absolute truth, it's not what we call all. All would be the true knowledge or the true truth. Now, knowledge of all would be their truth. Now, what is knowledge of all? That's a question that can only be answered internally and not externally. That's why it said, mom's the word, those who know, don't say, and those who say, probably don't know.
I would like to read something from a book I have.
Those who think probably don't know. Go ahead, Nev.
From there's a book that came out way in the early 1920s called The Kabbalion, and you know, my spiritual master had upgraded it for us in this day and time. Page 164, it says, the all, which is absolute spirit, with the power to create or grow matter out of itself. And I wanted to home in on that word grow, because ultimately it's all about change, you know? And what I'm saying is relativity, opposite, law of opposites, good or bad, right or wrong, this has crippled us in American society. It has crippled us not just as people in America, period, because it has set limits on people's minds that they, you know, wouldn't go out and normally do something because they thought there would be backlash from, you know, and I'm not saying people go, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying just open, like he has a show named Open Your Mind, because when you open your mind to infinite possibilities, then you'll be surprised that what you see right in front of you that you never saw, that you thought was couldn't be possible, that that wall might really be moving and it might be vibrating. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like everything that we're all saying is right because it's all in all. There isn't, you see what I'm saying? It isn't, because somebody could be the devil to somebody.
Uh-oh, we lost him.
Hey.
You there,
hey, Don.
Yes.
Don,
okay.
Just sitting back listening, just imagine like the 9 those elements on the periodic table. Each element has it serves its purpose, but each element is right. So us and the all is like whole, and you know how they say right or wrong? Like you said, like to some beings, this element is right. Another element may not like another element. But the element still plays its part in all of this. So each of us as beings, we all play a part. Just like Sister said, like some beings, you know what I'm saying, they might pop up today, and then tomorrow another being may pop up and play his part. But in all of this, you know what I'm saying, we all unique and different in our own way, but we play a part in the all.
Amen.
I agree.
Matt, what you got for us, baby?
Oh, wow, okay. This is what I got. You there?
Yes.
Okay, I thought my phone died. The thing is, for me, if the foundation is always changing, then we should just have nothingness or nihilism. Nihilism should be the way to go. Because if we don't have the foundational stance of anything, of substance that could sustain itself in any kind of circumstance or changing atmosphere, for me, in my viewpoint, then if that's the case, then I'd rather be a nihilist and just who cares.
And what does that mean, though, being that
nihilism? Well, that was started by. Karl Marx, actually, he's the modern day starter.
Right, I didn't ask you who was the founder, who started it, but what would that mean for you? Like, what would
for
be
me,
your day-to-day lifestyle?
Basically,
hold up, Babylon. Uh-huh.
Okay, for me, if I was a nihilist, if I really, you know, believe that in the thing of nihilism, for me, that would just be like what we were saying about relativity. Who gives a crap, man? I don't care. There's nothing for me. There's no purpose, because if I don't have a foundation that could contain itself in any kind of circumstance, then what the hell? Basically,
But even that would be your right. So that would still be a foundation. That's the only goddamn thing about it. That would still be your foundation.
It's not actually a foundation, because the foundation
would be, because that
would
be your
foundation.
That would be your right.
Which is not a foundation. It's a sinking foundation of change.
No, it is a foundation.
And a foundation that can't hold through change is not a foundation at all.
No, But change is constant, okay, so it's going to happen regardless. That's the only thing. It's funny because when people say, you know what, my concept for right now is fuck the world. I don't give a fuck about it. And next thing you know, that's their foundation. And next thing you know, it changes where they start to cry for the world and start to care for it again. It's still
right,
their foundation,
right,
regardless of what you want to call it. Even if you say, I'm done with it, I'm just going to be a fucking mute, that's still your foundation, and that's your right.
Right.
But even if it's a foundation, it's not a foundation because it can't hold.
It's still, it's holding you together. That's the point. A foundation holds something together, so it holds you together.
Right.
Matt, let me ask you this, Matt. If you have a piece of ice, it's a solid, and then you put that hole on the concrete and it melts, and now it's a liquid. And then it evaporates, so it's a gas. Does that mean that it was never ice? Does that mean it was never a liquid? Does that mean it was always gas?
Well, go ahead, Josie.
I moved much almost. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. You know what? That's what I get for talking to Matt.
Yeah.
Well, we heard every word you said. Anybody want to ask Jolie this? Yeah, you know, we keep up.
Her question. I didn't hear her question, really. What was her question? Because it's my phone.
Go ahead, Jolie. You want to do it again or you want to get somebody else to? Go ahead. Wait, I see you, Nab. I apologize. I've been in the chat room. I'm sorry. Nab is back with us.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, baby.
A nihilism that he's talking about is nothing but to annihilate. If you look at nihilism, you look at then you kneel, mean nothing. So they can't destroy or annihilate nothing. So,
right.
Person get frustrated with life or system or not knowing what happened in the matrix or what the fuck going on, they turn to these things. A nihilism started with A, and it was started by the person he said, but also Aleister Crowley and Anton LaVey and Albert Pierce and Albertus Magnus and all of the Illuminati. That's where a nihilism comes from. So that's just a loser mentality, basically. It's called do it and will and have order or law, and you know we deal with mind. So unless you see
exactly.
It, you'll never find the truth.
That's it. That's why I said it's definitions and origins and the people who are coming at you with their definitions. That's why if you go back with relativism, it says the individuals, right? The definition
right, or
right
the
here
group.
On, yeah, or the group, you know.
Right.
And America, who set up the definitions? You know what I'm saying? Or who's the group of people who set up the definition? It was the Europeans, right? Because the African slaves who was building, they didn't really have no word in it. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just being real.
Before the Europeans came over and brought Africans over here, there were still Native Americans, our ancestors, and the Almacs and all of them. So what predates the Europeans? I'm so sick and tired of saying it just all started with these niggas, but let's go back to where it started with us. What was our relativity?
Well, okay, before we get on to what our relativity is, this is important because we deal with going back to the root of the problem so we can deal with the solutions. So now that we found out the root of the problem, that system has failed because we can see the end result of a 200-year, you see what I'm saying, or more nation that now they're feeling the backlash of a failed system that they set up, right? And it could have been set up like that intentionally, you understand? But now we're going back and pulling back like Sankofa. We're going back and getting right, and what we dealt with, our foundation, when you want to talk about foundation, it was facts. You see what I'm saying? It was facts, you know, and from there we build. Because facts build a strong foundation. You see what I'm saying? It's like you can't even argue. It's a fact. You know what I'm saying? People just be quiet and go home, you know. So our foundation was facts, right? And we the ultimate of ultimates was change. And we dealt with, and we rolled like that. It was just that simple. And we realized that we were connected to all through our mind. It was just that. And I think that one thing I positively can say about America, living in this society, it has pushed people, right, to dig inside and start taking their own powers in their own hands. You see what I'm saying? And start realizing, man, I don't want to deal with that no more. That ain't, you know. And that's all, you know. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, because my phone cut off last time. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you're right. We've realized that not, so that's what we deal with. We deal with facts and we deal with change. And, you know, and that's where we go from there. And we all, you know, through our mind powers. That's the ultimate, you know, mind, mental.
Don Corleone, I like
that. Yes.
It is, though. I said this on a cruise, and I don't think it's really getting the due justice. I think when you have a question, a person can give you any answer. When you give solutions.
Say what? When you give solutions, I couldn't hear you.
Anything can solve it. Anything can be done to solve it. If you have issues, anything can be done to address those issues. But the main thing here is if you have any type of all those problems, questions, solutions, and issues, bring up answers, solving and addressing those issues. But if you have any kind of problem, the answer, the real answer addressing is to create a formula for that. You have formulas, and formulas breed explanations. So when you're able to explain something,
right,
it's longer a mystery. So we have to get down to not ask questions and solutions, issues and shit, and get formulas so that we can have explanations. So you have formulas. That is a formula which is view. It's like a spell, an incantation, things we truly dealt with on a mystical and a magical level. And that's what we got to get to. But before we can understand this level of thinking and doing these things, there are certain steps that you have to take. And these steps that people like and other people get confused along the way because there's so many different answers out there, so-called to the relative and absolute, when I already said now that relative is finite, absolute is infinite. You can see the finite in the infinite.
Right, right.
They relate and they attach to each other. So that's just one end. One person is just tunnel vision relative mind and see one way. Person absolute. And if you both of them, you have the 3 degrees. You have the relative and the absolute. You stand at the pendulum and therefore you have the axis. Back again to the letter A. Relative on one side of the pendulum, absolute on the other end of the pendulum. You at the top and in the middle, creating the A or the A. You see what I'm saying? The
right.
You're trying to grab onto, you create 3 realities, and thus you come into a 4th reality. When you put 3 triangles together, if you put 3 triangles and you are 4 triangles, you'll come up with what we call a tetrahedron. Because those 3 triangles have an invisible base, creating the 4th triangle.
Right. So instead of having one way or another way or another answer, you combine all 3 of them and you get the absolute
truth.
That's
right.
But I just want
to
say that
you get something else. You come with something else.
That's right.
He done.
Uh huh.
Just by listening to the brother, it came to me, you know, just stick to the science. Stick to the science and the math. It has no gender, it has no
Thank
class
you.
Or anything. It's all. It's like it is universal. And that's when
it's universal.
When you stick with the science of all of this that's in the universe and use the math to get your answer.
Thank you, because when you're dealing with the laws of nature, it's precise. That's the magical formula. The law of attraction says this. The law of cause and effect says this. You see what I'm saying? The law of opposite says this. The law of facts says this. The law of relativity says this. It's science.
Yeah, but then that's the only thing about it, and I hate that fact shit because we still have this thing. We have illusion. And then we have a reality, and we have an ultimate reality. We have a universe and we have a multiverse. We have all this other shit. But and that's the only thing that bothers me, because facts are always constantly changing, and it was a known fact that the damn earth was flat. It was a known fact at one time that Christopher Columbus discovered America, and it became a fucking lie. So, you know, and that cannot be part of the laws of nature.
This is true.
Right.
And what I'm saying is...
the people who are stating those facts are people who, like Matt...
Scope.
And
they take their facts as belief. And remember, and here's another fucking crazy shit when we talk about the laws of nature. You know, they say believe none of what you hear and half of what you see.
What you see. This is true.
So
with all of this going on,
half of the shit ain't goddamn real. And none of the things that we hear is not true.
So then what does that put you in place? That puts you as what?
An individual.
There, in the center. Not individual, because we're all connected. You have to realize. That's why I wrote a book, What is Quantum Physics? We're all connected.
Even Melchizedek says, stand apart from like-minded others.
You do, as a son, stand apart from like-minded others,
and this was my whole thing. If everybody believed one person on the planet, I would be the only one to step back and say, no way I'm going to believe it. Because I have to have that other, you know what I'm saying? I have to go against it. It's just something about it. If everybody says the answer is yes, I got to say no. Because the way that we're set up now, because we're still dealing with the principalities of darkness, the Luciferians, the subliminal messages,
you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers
that have took politics and made it out to a religion. And then they used that book.
Let me finish, and they used the book of
politics by saying, you know how many motherfuckers died? You know, to get you to vote. And if you don't vote, paradise ain't coming for you. Nothing is going to change, you know? So you got all these motherfuckers that takes what they believe to be truth, and the shit ain't motherfucking the truth any goddamn way. It's other people's ideas and perceptions and their beliefs forced upon you as if you are going to hell. You are going to hell if you don't vote. You are going to hell if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Here's another hell. You are going to hell if you don't graduate and go to college and get a degree. You're going to go to hell. It's the same goddamn shit. You're going to go to hell regardless. And one of these motherfuckers is like, well, which one do I go to? Because in religion, it says stay the fuck away from politics. Meanwhile, you got Christians saying get out and vote. What the fuck is, what the business is? Then society tells you if you don't go to school and graduate and get a degree, you're not going to be successful. But then you step back and you say, well, goddamn, Honorable Elijah Muhammad had a third-grade education. Very successful. A lot of these self-made millionaires never fucking went to school a day in their fucking life. Billionaires. So, either way, you're fucked. In other words, they gave us too many fucking choices, and as an independent thinker, you choose not to choose.
That's right.
So where do we
go from here? From today on, where do we go from here?
Oh, they're doing a parade today on the square, and I'll be on the square. That's where I'm going.
That's where you're going. That's what I'm talking about. hold up. So you made
Wait, I got to put somebody on real quick, and then I'll let you introduce them, and I'll let you chime in. All ones, your mic is open. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, Don? This is Malcolm. I'm just listening.
Hey, Malcolm, man, boy. And this is your Black Awareness, Nab. This is Black Awareness.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Malcolm?
And I just mentioned
you
Malcolm, and it's sad that your equal counterpart just left. His name was Matt. But I realized something, Malcolm, and Jolie did too, but she took it back. I realized what the fuck you were saying the whole time on the goddamn shows. That people have the right to do what they want to do because that's their right. And I have to let you have that now. Even though it's not right for me, doesn't make it right, not right for them. You feel me what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So I have to, you know, stand on my square, and I keep jumping off the square and coming back in. But I think this is the day where, you know what I'm saying, I broke the camel's back. I think this is the straw that broke it because I understand now about relativity and absolute and everybody's truth, which is their truth at that time, but it doesn't make it – no, it's their right. It may not be the truth, but it's their right to do as they do. That's so I get it. I get it, because I was telling people, even I was telling people don't go out and vote. You had a whole bunch of motherfuckers saying go out and vote. You got other people saying you need to go pray, go to the Lord. And you got other motherfuckers saying don't even go to the Lord, man. That's the white man's goddamn Lord, man. Why would you go to that? So it's just a whole bunch of motherfuckers trying to influence their right onto somebody else's.
But don't write in that room because I agree with you.
I can't hear you, baby.
Right.
Yeah, but I get it now. And hell, even if to some people they might think I'm fucking wrong, and they have that right. So I get it now. You know?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So now I'm no longer mad at no fucking body anymore. I'm no
Thank
longer
you,
pissed
no
off
rest,
that
no
these
worries.
Motherfuckers can't do what I tell them to do because that's their right not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And that's what the whole concept, just leave me alone, let me live, man.
That's right.
Get out of my business, man. You know, get over there.
Please,
let me
you know
do
what?
Right.
Can,
let
I,
do
can
me.
I say this? If, can I please respond to this conversation, please?
Sure. Please.
That the rules for that absolute the rules for relative truth applies to truth. It does not apply to a lie. Lies are still governed separately from truth. And we have to remember
Let me,
that.
You're right,
yeah,
Jolie.
Please,
let me address somebody real quick in the chat
yeah,
room.
Yeah, please address someone. Please, hold on.
Please let me address somebody real quick. Afu Nuet Neheka says, how are you claiming new WAPU, with a P at that, with the gutter mouth? Back in the day, you called me out for calling you a bitch. You see, I was right, right? I don't know who they talking about, but if they're applying to anybody, whether it's me, Jolie, or any sisters in the chat room, let me put this on record, because I'm a changed motherfucker right now. So I'm going to stay this way until the show is over, because then I'll be a hypocrite. I'm going to say, new fuck cop, brah, you have that right.
Mm.
Now I'm
See?
Done.
You ain't take it personal. She got that right. Mm.
Okay, now, because I need
wow.
to address with the understanding of
Got
you can
some.
Do what you want to do.
Mm.
Now, this understanding of you can do what you want to do, okay, goes back to what I was saying, as long as you're on your destiny's path, okay? But we have to remember that we are obligated caretakers of this earth. We are obligated to one another. So when you see something that is out of sync, okay, with the order of nature, then you are obligated to speak against it. You're not obligated to change nobody's damn mind. You are not obligated to come in their house and, you know, take out all the poke in their refrigerator and burn it. You're not obligated to do that. But we are obligated to speak out against what we know is wrong. So, yes, we do have the right to live the way we want to live. But if the way we are living is not in agreement with the survival of humanity or the oneness
wow.
of nature, then, of course, someone has the right to pull your coattail.
Okay,
that's
and that's their right, but
God.
That doesn't make that other person the one that coattail is being pulled, you know,
God,
you
God,
know,
you
wrong. You know what I'm saying?
No, but
I'm
right,
finally
right,
getting this
God,
shit, man.
Women,
I finally get this shit.
Got
them, we've been hoodwinked again.
But it gives them the option. When you call somebody out, when you remind them about what is necessary, it gives them the option, and then once again, it gives them the choice to either maintain
See,
where they're doing and what they're doing or to make a change for the better and get on their destiny's path. So you just give them the choice to check it.
She once again believed that we're obligated to everybody else but self. Then that's what I'm talking about. You're not obligated to nobody, nothing, or nothing on this planet. If you feel as though what's wrong with their race, then you
that's not true.
Stop. Is that
but
math?
Tons of people don't,
that
and
math?
that's why the earth is the way the earth is.
Malcolm, I didn't say everything in all or nothing. I didn't say that we're obligated to everybody but self at all. That's not what I said. And that's not even what I believe. That's not even what I know is true. I am constantly, I just said earlier on this show that Elohim was worrying about other people's salvation when he needs to not worry about nobody else's salvation and maintain his own destiny.
But guess
destiny.
What, though?
I
but guess what?
Said that.
But guess what, Jolie?
Oh, okay.
He has that right to worry. Ain't that a bitch? Y'all know I fucked around and got changed on this motherfucker. I know I've been changed. I done fucked around and got, I done figured this shit out. We got to let people be. We got to let nature handle nature. We
what
always
do you say?
Interfering.
Move out of their way. Just leave them.
We, exactly. We always are interfering and helping and hoping that we shape another motherfucker into our mindset. This is why we've all been mind fucked.
Thank you. Get your mind right.
Amen.
Stop worrying about them.
I get it now. That's why, B.A., you were right the whole time. And we were right, too, because we had that right.
Yeah,
right.
We had that right. I mean, but the thing about it, like B.A. said, the, you know, the black power, you know, Malcolm said, one thing I just want to say is we have to start realizing that once you get back in tune with yourself, you're going to realize you're not alone because you're going to start attracting other people that's going through the same thing yourself is going through.
Mm-hmm.
All we're saying is if everybody will start, like, look at the birds. Just look at nature. That bee over there in the corner is doing, that bee ain't in the other bee business, but they all running as a network. They all in tune with weather, nature. They look at nature. Nature just tell everybody what to do. Even this conversation we have right now was orchestrated for a reason today. You see what I'm saying? Even if it was just for Donis and the rest of us just to be lifted. Everything has its purpose. But we don't know our purpose, and that's where the confusion's coming in.
Let me say this. You got 5 minutes remaining before the show cuts off, and we're going to start streaming. If you want to get in on this, call in now, 347-884-9239. I got more lines open for you. Oh, damn, it's a whole bunch of hands up. All right, let me put them on as well. But I just want to tell all the listeners around the world, and I see my girl from Israel is in and Jay Early from Germany and everybody else. But call in if you want to hear the rest of the show because we're about to get into this shit for another hour. All right, the call number is 347-884-9239 is the call number to hear the rest of the show, 347-884-9239. Operators are standing by.
I hope the listeners can hear me, though.
Okay, give me 1 minute real quick because I want to get these calls in before my switchboard goes off. All right, and I ask that people mute their background as well, all right, because now I'm going to open up the mics with the exception of those who didn't push one on their keypad. 307-514, caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Matt. I got disconnected.
All right, Matt, thank you for coming back in and joining us. All right, give me 1 minute. Let me open up this mic. 678-949. Caller, you on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from? 678-949. You're on.
Oh, my bad. I was muted. I'm
okay, that's good. That's good. How you doing, 220? All right, let me open up this mic real quick. 770-329. 770-329, caller, you on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Isis. I'm just want to stream with you guys.
Okay, good. Thank you, Isis, for calling in. Girl, I got to remember your number now. All right, I got one more. I got, hold up, somebody calling somebody on three-way and shit. That's some real foul shit, man. Okay. we'll be patient while they answer, you know what I'm saying? 678-625, caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from? 678-625? 678-625. All right, I'm
going to
mute your ass then.
All right,
here we go.
Should tell them to unmute their phone. Maybe sometimes people forget.
Oh, yeah, I'll mute your phone, 678. Feel like I hear them, though. All right, anybody got that background, a whole bunch of niggas in the background talking, please mute your phone, please. Television, mute your phone. Who got the TV in the back? This some bullshit, man. We live on the fucking air. It's some disrespectful shit, man. It's like coming to a funeral playing a goddamn boombox or a radio. Come on, now. Thank you. All right. right. Who? I got 60 seconds remaining left on the air. Thank everybody that tuned in to the Don and Colleone show. And y'all have an awarding day, but now we about to get this thing popping. Go ahead, Babylon. It's on. It's on. Who wanted to chime in? Babylon.
Don.
I forgot somebody wanted to say something.
Don, it was me, Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. How you doing? Okay, let's go.
Good. I'm sorry about the disconnection. I was trying to get in. It took me like 7 or 8 minutes. I apologize for that. One thing I just want to chime in on, it's good to have these discussions. I've learned a lot today because I'm still really young, and I thought I knew some, but I actually got a little bit humble today, and I thank everybody here for the input of their knowledge, and it makes me want to study even more, and I just appreciate for you having me on, and I hope everybody has a blessed day.
Oh, and let me say this to
likewise.
You also, Matt, you know, and like Nev said, that we are all connected, and had this not have happened, I wouldn't be able to understand what's right and what's wrong. And I remember opening up the El's Holy Tablet, chapter 1, where he talks about the birth of will was the birth of confusion. Somebody please turn it down. The birth of will is the birth of confusion. And he said that people sat there and argued, and this is how confusion happened. That which is right to do and that which is wrong to do. That which is bad and that which is good. That which agrees and that which disagrees becomes the birth of confusion. And yet, we were ordered out of that confusion in order to incarnate in what is considered the spirit of Anu, which is he who is above. Above all the confusion, above all the people who say they're right and other people are wrong, above all that that says they agree and they disagree and those that do, above all that that says I think that's bad versus the other person that says, well, I think it's good. Do you understand what I'm saying, Matt? So I understand this shit now that we have to rise above that which is good and that which is bad. We have to rise above that which you agrees and that which I disagree. We have to eliminate all that fucking shit and rise above it and realize one principle and one thing. And the first person that ever said this, now the whole world says it, and I got to give them credit, named Dr. Malachi Z. York said, it is what it is. He was the first one to say that shit. It is what it is, and now I understand what it is.
Cool. Who was now the person that studied the Nubian faith? Who is that now on the other line? Who was the other guest? I forgot his name. I apologize.
Oh, Navarro, me?
Hey, Navarro,
if
it's all right, Don, can I ask him a question?
Hey, you got it, baby.
Hey,
all right.
You got it, man. What's up?
All right. Is it all right you come on my show, if it's all right, one day we could set it up or something?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah,
He's my client. I can answer that. Neb is my client, and we actually charge for shit like that.
Okay, I'll give you $100 an hour.
That's what's up. All right, then you contact me, and we'll make the arrangement.
Hey, let me know. Let me
all
know.
Right. Hey, well, listen, I got to go. Thank you so much for this lightning a conversation.
Well, thank you, because it wouldn't have been as lightning if you weren't on here talking about the relativity and Neb and everybody else. But I do certainly thank you. Everybody has their purpose. So you helped me see something different. Thank you. For real, Matt, for real. Thank you. Thank you for coming on, man. We love to have you forward on the Don DeColeone show. He does have a blog talk radio show called Open Truth Radio. So y'all make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all can Google that or look at it in the search on blog talk. All right, let's keep it moving then. Who's next? Shit, jump in like Double Dutch. Isis, did you want to say anything? Okay, no. All right. Babylon?
Anybody?
Oh, nobody. What about you, Nav? I mean, shit, everybody quiet now. What the fuck happened? Hey, I'm telling you, I'm straight now. I'm cool.
You say, because it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is, and that's what I figured
and
out.
And that's how it gets quiet. You see how that peace happens, that tranquility? Because when you get to that level, you're back, and it is what, and it just,
You see what I'm saying? You can't get peace. In fact, it's calm. There's no chaos.
That's right, because it is what it is.
Everybody's going within now, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm telling you, that's what I figured out, you know, and because, like Jolie said, you know, that person has the right to pull a person's coattail, and that is absolutely right.
Yeah.
And that person has a right to refuse that person pulling his coattail.
I remember when New York came on
the show yesterday, Nab, and she was like, I'm so tired of people telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Enforcing
their
will
on. If we stay out of people's business, and I think everything would be okay. But then again, it'll be right for a person to go and enter into your business and pull your coattail. That's just crazy.
And I never forget what our spiritual master, you know, Dr. Malachi Ziyok, told us years ago was that it just blew my mind. But oh man, wow, it really just left. Okay, well, I need to be quiet.
That's the balance of life. You see. That's
mm-hmm.
that's why when I said earlier is that there's, you know, we get out of the balance of life when we keep wanting something to be all or for it to be nothing at all, you
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
And we miss the balance when we do that. So like you just said, it is totally true that people want people to stay out their business. But then on the other side of that, it's totally true that we're connected as people. So there's only so much your business we're not going to be in because your business affects us. So,
that's
you
real.
Know, you may think that, you know, like the neighbors who burn their trash, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, of course it makes sense that they burn their trash because, you know, this is the way they get rid of their trash. They don't have to pay nobody. They can burn it. But every Tuesday night, the whole neighborhood smells like burnt fucking rubber. So, you know what I'm saying? Your decision affects everybody the fuck out.
That's true.
I agree. It's like a ripple effect, and you have that right, Jolie, to say that. But listen. But I agree. It's like a ripple effect. You know, it is a ripple effect, and it goes back to what Nav said about cause and the effect. But now I overstand to even get, you know, think before the cause and effect. They
Thank
go
you.
With the cause that caused the effect by knowing.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, because they want to save money is their reason why they burn in their trash. And we should say that is their right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get it now. You know, we just have to deal with
the
burnt rubber smell.
Yeah, they should either come with a solution to the I don't want to pay to get my trash taken up, like possibly using some of the homeowner's fund to pay for this nigga's trash pickup because we don't want the neighborhood smelling like burnt rubber, you know?
I agree. But what if okay, fuck the what ifs, all right? But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm cool now, nigga. I'm in the center. I'm in the center like a motherfucker right now. You know what I'm saying? I get this shit. I get it. I think that we need to let it be. Let those be. Let that happen because if it is true that they said they would separate the goats from the sheep or the righteous from the unrighteous, then we should just let it be because it's going to happen naturally.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's just going to happen naturally. And if we have a disagreement with certain people that we have to bump into, then our job is to stop bumping into them and to stay away from them.
That's it. That's it.
Because it's their right to be who they are.
Totally.
So, I mean, I overstand now. I truly overstand. I do. I get this shit. On this side of the pendulum, my good brother Nab, I overstand.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I do overstand.
Yeah.
On this side of the pendulum, I overstand. I overstand that we have to. That's why he put that shit in the El Holy Tablet. He made the first chapter very confusing to throw everybody,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people out so that they would never pick up the book again. He said he did that shit for a reason, and that was his right. But I now understand that which is right to do and that which is wrong to do. The birth of will was the birth of confusion. And this is what happens when we all get together and we disagree or we, you know, got a problem with one person's lifestyle and then it's a goddamn fight, 9/11 comes in. If we all stay out of each other's bullshit, then we'll be okay. 9/11 will cease to exist. The Caucasians will cease to exist. Whatever your adversary is, whatever problem that you have will cease to exist. With something outside of yourself, it will cease to exist if you just let it, you know, if you rise above it and say it is what it is. The government is what it is.
That's right.
And then,
but what do you say to, let's not put it into the personal business. What do you say to, that understanding only goes so far because when you say,
yeah, you're right, and it's probably only going to go so far as to 3 o'clock because you already know change is constant. I'm going to be on this motherfucker in the news. I can't hold some other shit.
You know what I'm saying? Realistically, we're going to
be back fighting with
Malcolm
and shit and tomorrow. Watch, you'll see.
What I'm trying to say is I maintain that the rules, I don't want to sound elitist when I say this, but the rules for the righteous apply to the righteous.
You can apply
these rules to people who don't live and breathe, you know, like the people who, for example, you staying out of Uncle Chuck's business, Uncle Chuck raping his three daughters. Is his right to rape them? Is their right to have protection from the community against aggressors?
And
so,
it's the community right to react the way they ever want to react because we still have the laws of physics. Every action is an equal opposite reaction. So Buck goes to jail, and they rape motherfuckers in jail that rape women and children.
But
so
how would he go to jail if we're minding our own business?
Because you can't, because according to the laws of nature, it's still going to be, once you throw that energy out there, somebody is going to attract to that energy to balance out his action. Because like you said, for every action, there's an opposite or equal reaction.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? See, the,
no,
the
wait,
whole
I missed
point
it.
Is.
What did you just say? I missed that part. Can you say it again?
No, I said
how is he going to jail if we're all minding our own business?
Because when you're thinking about minding my own business, it doesn't mean to ignore. You see what I'm saying? That's what we get confused at. It doesn't mean to ignore.
Yeah.
It means that center yourself, balance yourself. You see what I'm saying? And you will be directed within, you know, to where you need to be, and you will line up with the same type of energies, right? So, for instance, say that uncle was doing the negative raping or whatever. Eventually, he's going to be aligned up with to pay for his actions because in a society like today, this situation set up where eventually, you know, people may let it for a while. But Mother Nature is going to balance that out. He will go to jail, and he might end up getting raped in jail. You see what I'm saying? So all those rapes that he did was paid back even horrific. You see what I'm saying?
Or,
by the same
or he
effect.
Might suffer, or he may not go to jail and get away with
right,
rape
or he
and
may
suffer
not go
prostate
to jail.
Cancer, and his dick can't get up no more.
See? So nature always balances it out.
Or he gets hit by a car the next day.
Right.
So many
nobody
different possibilities.
You know, it's so much. Or
you're
nature
right,
applies right. That which happens. We don't fucking know. That's why I remember the saying was, how come all the good people suffer and all the bad people get away with shit?
Yeah.
It's their thought.
And what's the answer to that fucking saying? Because I
want to
know.
It's their thought. It's their thought.
The answer to the saying is, boo-boo, it is what it is. God damn
it. It is what it is. It is what you think. It's your thought.
Hey, that's how you write that shit off, man. It is what it is. And I mean, it really helps us not worry and not stress ourselves when the answer is simple. It is what it is. And if it is what it is, then so shall it be. It's gonna be what it's gonna be, whether we have a hand in it or not. Everything is already destined to happen because we lived this movie before. That's one thing I know. We watched this movie before. We've already seen it. You know, it's just that the way we feel about innocent people being harmed. You know what I'm saying? It fucks with us. It fucks with us. And it's but we don't understand the cause that caused the effect. Like, I never understood why the cause I was left with my, you know, my mother's friend's children while she goes shopping is the reason why I got molested. But I had to look at the cause that caused the effect by knowing. Because had I not have got molested, I wouldn't know how to protect my youngins. So I look at that as the cause that caused the effect. The universe says we got to take her through it because she would be the only one that knows how to break the cycle. Because they've already logged in certain DNA explosions when we wake up one day and we know how to prevent certain things from happening if it happened to us. You feel me what I'm saying? Like, I probably wouldn't, and there are women or men who don't know how to prevent that, and it happened to them because they don't have that DNA explosion yet to say, oh, shit, now I get it. They still stuck in the cause and the effect and not the cause that caused the effect. So they have to know that in order to prevent something, rather than point the finger of that it happened to me, but to figure out why did it happen, and not why did it happen to the person that did it to you, or why do you blame the motherfucker that left you, is why. What do you need to learn from this experience? People done forgot that experience is about learning from it. They forgot that. You know what I'm saying? We forgot that we have to learn from our experience. They say you look at life as a school, we'll graduate. So we have to learn from everything we've experienced. You, on the other hand, and not to call you out, my sister, you still have the experience of, and you did it for 2 hours yesterday on the show, on your show, of the experience of only seeing the shit at the surface, on top of the surface. Well, cause I said this is the reason why my niece did that, and cause I did that is the reason why she did that, and then cause of that, she called 911, and because they showed up, I said to them motherfuckers, and because I said that, they locked me up, and because they locked me up, it's the reason why I had to, and because that happened, and it's, remember, it's because. There's not a because. We got to figure out the cause that caused the because. And it's underneath the surface. So we're telling a story of our life, but have not figured out the experience or the lesson from it. We haven't figured this shit out. We ain't figured it. We have to learn from the experience, not talk about it and who was right and who was wrong. And because of this, we just got to figure out, damn, what the fuck I need to learn from this shit.
Yep. You're right.
Wow. What is it that I need to learn? And that means that, you know, we just have to learn our lesson. This is still a school. Earth is a goddamn school. It's the third rock from the fucking sun, which means we are in the third grade. We gotta fucking graduate. We got to get to the fourth level now. We got to get to the fourth grade and the fifth grade and the sixth grade and beyond. Before we know it, we'll really become the Igigis or the Thrones or the Watchers. Then we can finally watch the movie rather than being involved in it.
That's right.
So, you know, everybody that mutes their phone, you can unmute it and jump in if you like. Yeah, I just want to let you know that. But, you know,
well, that's
I
when
just...
you become, that's when you become the chess. That's when you step off. And the game of life is chess. You see what I'm saying? And you start to maneuver. You know, you start to actually manipulate situations in your life. That's why you ask the and you become the master of the chessboard. You see what I'm saying? And you start maneuvering the king. And you know, in your personal life, and it's not misusing anything. It's just that you're using. You become the orchestrator. You become the cause of the cause and effect. This is what the whole thing was about. And people say, well, why bad people succeed, you know, get away with stuff, and good people always have to, because good people are bounded by what they consider moral law. You see what I'm saying? Because of what you're thinking is moral based off society and religion, it limits your thinking. Where bad people, they like effort, and you see what I'm saying? And they, in their mind, they create situations that they can get away with stuff. So in their mind, I ain't going to get caught. I ain't going to get in trouble. And they never do, according to the law.
And are they really bad, or are they just smooth motherfuckers that can just get out?
Hey,
they've already created that they will succeed. rather than the good figures that you can't succeed. You are so fucking good that you can't succeed in anything that is bad. Remember, in the book of Revelations, it said that the those that have, you know, the chosen ones actually are the ones that have their bad ways. But they are,
of course.
But they are purified. So really, even the good people think they're good when in actuality they could be bad. They could be worse than what is considered bad.
Exactly. And they will sit there and witness all that bad stuff. And remember, wherever your thought
is, and don't do nothing about it.
Is,
now, who's bad?
Energy goes. You become that what you're paying attention to. You become, because you're taking in so much and become hateful, and you end up turning into that energy that you despise. You see what I'm saying? You'll become it. You know,
right.
And I give you a prime example. You know, I was in a situation where, you know, somebody was orchestrating food, right? And I used to always look at one sister, you know what I'm saying, go up to the food line or whatever, you know, and get food. And I used to pay attention, and I despised it. So I said, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hurry up. Here we go, right? I'm going to hurry up so I can beat her to the food line, right? Come to find out, I turned into her because I was judging her. You see what I'm saying? Because I despised
right.
what she did, I ended up becoming her. I end up running ahead, getting, you see what I'm saying, getting it, so she wouldn't get it. And I, one day I stepped back and said, man, I end up becoming what I despise.
Right.
And then I had to just chill for a second. It really, that was my life lesson. You see what I'm saying? So when we start paying attention to this stuff and just, you know, just go within, you know, I don't say this only them, but what I'm saying is just, you know,
yeah, no, but I understand. I mean, I'm overstanding
yeah,
what really
yeah,
is
yeah.
the law of the universe, the laws of polarity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And what we say,
yeah.
the laws of my eye, the pendulum is swinging. So if it's swinging from right to left, we can say right is good and left is bad or bad or whatever or yes or no and
right.
all of that. And there is that center. That's where you'll find equip in the center. That's where you'll find balancement. You
see,
know, instead of swaying all the goddamn time, just stay out of it.
You know, and that was always the fear, you know, that a society would get to the point that they would say, oh, man, there ain't no whatever. There's no God. There's no devil. It is what it is. And they always wanted to control people, or keep people under bay while they go around knowing this. The global elite know these different things, you know. But, you know, and they created societies. But now that people are raising up to the fourth vibration, you know, and taking back control of their life for the positive, you see what I'm saying, then it's leveling the playing field, you know. And it's not just here in America, it's around the world, you know what I'm saying. The societies, they realize that was that failed them, and now they want to finally align with
right,
that which
right,
they know they're
right.
supposed to align with, you know.
Right,
so.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Jolie, you want to jump in, baby?
No.
Jolie said in the chat room, why, I mean, listen, I'm with you, Jolie. I overstand. I agree. I was just adding the cause that caused the effect, and I'm just over, you know me, girl. I got a damn DNA explosion on this show today, so shit.
No, I mean, it kind of falls into what Neb was saying to Gotti Fama yesterday, no, 2 days ago when he said, you know, write the letter and then burn it and go. And, you know, you going gives him the chance to heal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, to me, that's in the same line. You know what I'm saying? No.
Right. I get it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because,
wow.
and that's right knowledge. I can attest to that for real. I'm just overstanding that it is what it is for real. In everybody's
yeah.
life, whether it's a husband and woman relationship, a male and female relationship, and one chooses not to do what is considered properly to do for the family, that's their right. That's their right. Like a person gets together and finally leaves the woman, or the woman leaves the man, and that person is hurt about it. But that's their right to leave you.
Mhm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm overstanding this shit now. It's just that we have this attachment principle. We are
yeah.
attached to what we think is right for us, for that particular individual. We're not seeing the reality or the person's truth from their own eyes, from somebody else's eyes. Like that's why people say, until you walk in my shoes, you don't have a say.
Mm.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
and that's what
difficult
that means.
To understand somebody else's perspective, because most times
we don't even really understand our own perspective. So it's very difficult. You know I've been in situations where I'm not entirely clear how I feel about it. So it makes it even more difficult for me to listen to the other person's perspective of how they feel about it, because I'm not resolved yet in my own understanding.
Right. Right. And ain't that something? And what's crazy about it is we have that right to be not resolved, or have that right to not understand what the other person is saying for some reason. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that comes from growth, like, you know, early in the conversation, where it's like when you grow like a seed. You start out as a seed, and then you come to the surface, a blade of grass, a bush, you know, and then you eventually grow into a tree. And then you become a massive tree, according to if somebody didn't come chop you down. You know what I'm saying? You're going to continue to grow to the heaven or to rob the sun, the energy. You know what I mean? So, and it's constantly changed along the way during time.
Right,
so eventually she'll get there. Eventually, you know what I'm saying, she'll see the way that most of us see. You know what I mean? If it's like other beings.
That's real.
You know, I missed that. I did. In a nutshell, say it again. I didn't hear you. I was doing something.
I was just really like taking from like where like early in the conversation, like what the sister just said, where she said she don't quite see the way that maybe you may see it yet, and it's almost like growth. Eventually she'll get there if she stay along her journey, just like most of us, like a couple years ago, some of us didn't know none of shit, excuse my French, but then now all of a sudden, you know, we came in the right knowledge and like, you know, certain areas of things where we can see. So I just took the analogy of like a seed. You plant a seed, it eventually energy penetrates through the soil, the seed grows into a blade of grass, then a bush, and then a massive tree. So through time, it's all been changed, but at the same time, eventually, you know what I'm saying, she become that tree.
Right.
I'm
and
sorry.
You know what?
I'm
another
sorry.
One,
wait a
one,
is that
another
true?
One
wait,
of mine.
Is that true? Things grow from grass to bush to tree. Is that true?
Well, depending on the species of it.
I just feel like that's not true. Like, I don't think grows into a bush and then eventually goes into a tree.
No, but what I just took the analogy, sister. It's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you don't cut your grass, if you don't cut your grass, I'm telling you, it eventually, you're depending on the species. Because if you don't ever cut your grass, you look at a big field, you look like, that's a big old bush. But then it grows so high, then it looks like the top of a tree.
Trees look like trees, grass looks like tall grass, bushes look like bushes. And let me tell you why grass doesn't look like a bush. Grass does not look like a bush because a bush is not just a bunch of damn grass. It's, you know, it has its own, like, you know, like bark and leaves come off of it. So I actually don't cut my grass, and my neighbors hate me for it, so I can testify to you and say, tall grass looks like tall motherfucking grass, and a bush looks like a bush, and guess what I have going in my backyard? A tree, and it doesn't look like grass.
Hey, sister, don't take it face value. It was a figure of speech. I was trying to help you. You know what I'm saying?
Jolie said, and when you strive to help her, I get that too. I'm telling you, y'all both are right. Y'all have that right.
All right.
Listen,
all right.
But, you know, that's my shit now. I'm telling you, I'm going to ride this motherfucker. I'm going to come out with a 2-minute rap song called That's Your Right. I think that's goddamn Beyonce right to shake her ass. I think it's goddamn Kanye West right to wear pink. And I think it's Nicki right to goddamn say she's a Barbie. I mean, goddamn it, I done figured this shit out. I think it's Christians' right to believe that Jesus died on the cross, and it's others' right to beg to differ. It's Nawabians' right to believe that Dr. York is in jail, and it's others' right to believe to differ or to say to differ. Whatever. This shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Goddamn it. Hey, whatever floats your boat is what Don DeColeon say from this point on. Whatever floats your boat. And if your boat is sinking, then you're going to need another right.
I mean, that's
exactly.
True liberation, man.
And
liberation.
If your boat is sinking, you're going to need another boat. Exactly.
Yep, you're going to need another boat. And that means you got to get out of that particular thing that you thought was the truth
and
come into another truth that you feel is right.
Hey.
Get you, and I figured this shit out now.
Sink.
Yes. Yeah, I
exactly.
figured it out. And I think that it's right for, let's say, Oprah Winfrey to make $1 billion, and it's her right not to give you shit.
Right.
Of course, because it's infinite. Of course, because there's infinite abundance in the universe. Go out and get it. The universe ain't
right.
telling this because, no, you got to go. No, it is her right. It's
right, and it is their right
the
to say they pissed off at Oprah for not giving them shit. It's their right for that.
That's right. It is right.
So, no, but I get that. I overstand, you know, we rise above. We got to raise up now. And it's your right.
Are we saying
and it's your right to stay where
right?
you at. Huh?
But are we saying that because it's your right that it's correct? Are we saying that?
It
wouldn't
be. It is what it is.
It would
manifest.
Well,
there you go,
Nab. But,
it is what it is, though. That's the thing.
But what is it? That's right.
smart.
Like there's certain situations where the understanding is understood, but in this scenario, what is it? Is it, are we saying that because people have the right to play loud music anytime they want, that is actually the correct way to do it?
Yes.
Because sometimes you're right.
Well, it's their right to do it the way they
right,
want to do
and
it.
We have to decide who's right.
No,
okay.
You're right about that. And we're right by deciding who's right. Now, because that's our right.
Right.
Right? So, no, but listen,
yeah.
No, listen, but check this shit out. Listen, you got somebody that say, you know, you go this way and you'll get there. Like if you're in a car, you ever travel with somebody and they say, take this route. And you say, I know a better route. I don't want to go that
mm-hmm.
route. There's another way we can go. So you go another route and then that other person says, wow, I never knew that route existed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words,
yes, but
this is what the right becomes right to the other person that thought that they had a right to tell you to go that way. That's when it starts to talk. That's when we start to talk about lead by example. Because those that know something else. And from those that believe that their right is right all the goddamn time, meaning this is the only way you can get there if you take this street, and you say, that's not right because I've been another way. And you can go, and then that person says, well, damn, I like that. I never knew that way existed. It's called leading by example. We're so busy trying to tell, like, we're so busy saying to a person, I'm sure there's another way, though, to get there. But you never took that way, so that's where the confusion come in at. I'm sure there's another way to get there. Well, what way? I don't know what way, but I know there's another way to get there. Then that means shut the fuck up and let's just get there. But when there's
right.
a motherfucker that comes in and say there's another way and I've been there, let me take you there, that's called leading by example.
Mm.
So it's a little bit. That's when the righteous become right. Because right now nobody is fucking righteous. Only right in their own terms until they start to lead by example and show those that don't know that it is what it is exists, that something else exists.
Yeah.
It's not saying, you know, take me there. I don't know how to get you there. I ain't never been there. That's called an argument. That's why I only like to deal with people who have experienced it rather than people that talk about, astral travel and want to sound intelligent because
right.
then it's like, then, nigga, I can argue that with you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, you know, I agree and I disagree come into play
fact.
Because you're not leading by example. Then lead me to the astral plane so
right.
I can get in it.
Yeah, because
exactly.
it's not fact. It's just an opinion of theirs.
Exactly.
It is book knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they read
in
the book.
You
know, it's nothing applicable. You know, they have no examples in life to show you what they've done. It's just some book knowledge. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, when you travel on the other side of the world, people want to know about what you've done. Tell me what
and here's another
doing,
example. You got a motherfucker saying, I know a way that we can make money.
Right.
And a person...
Well,
Exactly. And that'd be the question, because then you fall for it by saying, okay, what is it? Instead of saying, well, make the money first, nigga, then come back and give me the formula on how to do it. We ain't finna start off trying to figure this shit out, because then we fuck around and get lost.
And if you notice, people who are, you know, in the successful side, no matter what they are, after they do it, then they come back and they give you the formula.
Exactly.
After they, you know, got to that point, whatever they've done. You know what I'm saying?
That's,
then they say,
that's
oh, okay,
when
try
that right, that's what, I think that's what Jolie is striving to figure out. When is it a proper time to actually pull a motherfucker coattail? Is when you have experienced it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's when it's time. So you can show them the right way or another
that's
way
right.
or a new way.
That's right. That's right.
That's
be the scientist. You become the scientist. You experience.
Yeah,
you
it's
become
like,
the scientist.
It's like you are consulting, like let's say in a relationship. You're married, you got children. You consulting a bitch that's not married with no fucking children. What are they going to tell you?
What?
Nothing. Exactly. Yeah.
They have no experience.
Nope.
A
but
whole bunch of book
they,
knowledge? Well,
but,
I read it in the book. I heard it on Dr. Phil's show.
Yeah. Yeah, but yet they try to tell you.
I Googled that shit.
Right.
Yeah. The fuck is all that?
Yeah.
I need a motherfucker that have experienced something that I need to either get into or get away from.
Exactly.
Other than that, that's why people are in a cycle. They're just chasing their own fucking ass. It's just, it ain't going to get you nowhere. That's why I remember, and we already know, they say get with the doers. A nigga that done it, got a T-shirt and a hat. Mm. Why fuck with a motherfucker that's going, why ask a motherfucker that's going through the same shit you going through? Y'all ain't got the answer yet.
Oh, that's not logical. That's not sound right reason.
Exactly. It is not sound right reasoning. This is where you get with the motherfuckers that are right in their way because they got out of something.
Wow.
I remember Dr. York say, I know the hell or the way to get you out of the hell that you caused yourself.
Because
he got out of it.
Do you think
that's real?
Do you think that's why the conscious community isn't galvanizing blacks the way they should be?
What do you say? What'd you say?
I have to say yes, you know, because everybody has not experienced what is considered freedom. The conscious community feels like they need to be free or out of one thing and into another, but all they're doing is going in circles because there's not one amongst them that can say, I know the way because I'm out of it. I'm out of it. I'm amongst you now to show you to come follow me. And I can get you out of this shit. But they will praise Harriet Tubman for freeing the slaves, but they forget that she was free. So it takes a free man to free someone that is enslaved, not a whole bunch of slaves saying, we need to be free. Well, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to talk about tomorrow on the Blog Talk Show. You don't have the answer because you're still locked up.
Uh-huh.
You have to get the answers from somebody else that is not free, that is not enslaved.
They can't ever be free.
And they don't want to really get it from them because their taste of freedom is not what they want. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
Ain't that a motherfucker? So in other words, really, the conscious community loves to talk about the miserable conditions that they in so they can stay in it.
Mm. Right. Oh, my gosh.
That's what they like to do. Because when somebody comes in and talk about the best way to be free is to do 1, 2, 3, 4, because I'm not locked up. I'm not like you motherfuckers. They will consider your way as, we don't want that.
That's right.
Yep.
We don't want that. Well, then what
and
the fuck
you
want? We want to go back to Africa. Then, nigga, get a passport.
They ain't got a flight.
Which means that they don't. They want
to
stay where they at and enjoy conversations about their miserable condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Preach it. Preach it.
That's real.
That's a record straight.
Because if I want to get out of somewhere, I'm walking out of that motherfucker. I'm not going to stay and keep talking to myself about I'm getting out. It's that simple. If a motherfucker hands me a key to my new home and I hate the one I'm in, I'm not going to reject that key. I'm going to experience that new place of existence.
Right. That's real.
It's just
that's
common
real.
Fucking sense. So the conscious community are really the same ones that them fucked up the community. That's what they are. They are the ones that fucked up community, got them an internet connection, and start Googling shit and became so fucking smart that they can't get their own self out of the conditions they in.
Right.
Oh, that's the goddamn truth. Meanwhile, we become the Uncle Toms. We become the motherfuckers that leave the community and don't want to look back. We don't want to look back because we'll fuck around and get paralyzed. Isn't that what happened? Your community is destroyed. Why the fuck would I go back to it?
That's right.
I don't want to be paralyzed. I got other shit to do. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, so now, B.A., them motherfuckers are the same ones that done destroyed the fucking community. They just read a bunch of books and still stuck in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know why, Don? You know why this happens? Because people don't even, like what you're saying, I totally, totally agree. And I feel like the reason this happens is because people didn't seek the truth. Most people found out the truth. They didn't ask for it. They wasn't hoping for it. They was really, you know, grooving to the way shit was going, okay? And they found out the truth. And once you find out the truth, you know, you got to figure out what to do with it. So this is the conscious community who didn't necessarily, like, there's some people who always, there was something wrong with the way shit was. So they sought to figure out what the fuck it is that's the problem and how can I go about fixing it.
And you know what happens? Let me say that real quick. You know what happens? You know who they become? You ever notice when you're going to and fro on the planet Earth, you stop and you happen to talk to a bomb, a derelict, what we call it. And if you sit and have a conversation with them, you know they the smartest motherfuckers. They be dropping jewels, be talking about traveling from the east to the west, talking about the science of the motherfucking universe and all of that shit, but they still, they physical condition is still the goddamn same. They stink. They smell like they reeking with alcohol. They clothes is fucking nasty. That's the outcome of the everybody that we know so far. I ain't bullshitting you. That we've met and talked to on all these blog talk shows. That's the outcome. They ain't going nowhere. They just get older and drop jewels to the young motherfuckers or some foxy, sexy young chick. By the time and hanging out on the block, like we hear a lot of them niggas say, I get out in the streets, I talk to the youth, I do all that shit. Yeah, and then you're going to be 50 and nasty, reeking with alcohol, doing that same shit in another 20 motherfucking years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We know that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I talk to very intellectual motherfuckers on the goddamn street, but they can't afford shoes on their feet.
That's real.
That's who they are right now, B.A., and that's what they're going to still be when we got them pump gas and be like, damn, brother, son, that's you. Damn, nigga.
Uh-huh.
I remember I met you on Blog Talk, nigga. Damn.
Help a nigga out.
You don't recognize the motherfuckers, you see. The same state, I'm telling you. It's the, all of them. All them peace motherfuckers. Watch, you'll see. You're going to see that same chick kicking that conscious shit and that African, all that bullshit in a fucking project some goddamn well with a whole bunch of project girls schooling them on that shit, and they still stuck in that motherfucker. You'll see.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see. It's the same shit. Same shit. Dropping jewels. Just dropping jewels. That's it. Talking about the Hebrews, the Israelites, and all that shit, and Kemet, and on the walls of Egypt, that shit gonna just, goddamn, they just, that's them motherfuckers. That's them. They what we call blockers. They on the block. That's what they gonna stay right there.
Oh, wow.
That's what they're going to say. That's, you know what I'm saying? I hate when I hear my mother
right,
say,
right,
I get out in the street.
They always, but what I find ironic is they always criticize religious people when there's much more successful religious people than there is them.
Wow. Let's go there.
You're right, Jolie. That's their right. You are absolutely right. That is their right. And that's their right. You're absolutely right. But to answer goddamn BA question, I'm fucking right.
And
then you're right.
And then that you're right.
But do you agree, Don, that they like to criticize religious people, but yet there's much more successful religious people than them?
Of course.
And this goes back to what your guest said. I forgot his name.
Neb.
Let's go back to what he said. I think he says that when you hate something so much, you actually become it. And if you actually observe these people's actions, they have become almost like a religion.
Yeah, you can tell they become religion because then they tell everybody what not to do and what to do. Like, throw away your Jordan.
Oh, shit.
Stop buying beer. Mm-hmm. Stop doing this. Like, nigga, are we in church, motherfucker? How did this shit become church? What the fuck is that shit? When this fuck do you dictate what the fuck I do with my goddamn money? That sounds
no.
like preaching.
I say no to that. I say no to that.
You say no to what?
You can't fucking tell me what to do with my shit. Like, I do what I know is right. And if it rubs you the wrong way.
My thing is this. If you ain't made
it
out of the hell that I'm in, you can't tell me shit. Fuck what you heard.
Yep.
If you ain't made it out of the hell I'm in, if everybody saying we all fucked up and then they give a solution, we like, nigga, you still in the state. Shut the fuck up.
What
you fucked up
What I want to ask Jolie is that why you used to go at it with, what's the cat name that come on the He Love Show? The Islam guy, because he used to tell us how to eat and stuff.
Ooh, brother,
I hate that shit.
Yeah,
him.
I don't know. I hate that shit. Don't fucking tell me how goddamn eat. I'm not about your ass.
Period. So it has
Who?
Nothing to do with him telling me what to eat. I have problems with the way he thinks, the way he requests things of people. He has no right to request of people. I have problems with him for a whole different reason.
And I'm telling you, it's to enforce somebody else's right onto you, and that shit ain't
exactly.
right. I don't
That's
give a fuck what you say.
That's where I stop. Like, my problem is that people don't understand that a conversation does not equal me telling you what to do.
Amen.
To me, a conversation is expression of understanding, expression of ideas, and sometimes when you have a conversation, if instead of coming into the conversation with knowing that you're right and you're going to teach somebody something, maybe if you come into that conversation listening, even when you don't agree, listening.
And you know what?
Maybe you can learn something. This dude, he acts like he can't learn shit from no fucking body. And we
oh, there's a whole bunch of them motherfuckers out there like
that.
I met a dude, though, right, who is not the type that we're talking about now, but is a vegetarian. And I ain't never told, and I mean, when I eat, when we go and work out, like Soap, my boy Soap from Indie Heat, when we working at these particular industry events and shit, I get my motherfucking chicken, I get whatever the fuck I want, that nigga get his little goddamn lettuce, but I've never heard this motherfucker tell me anything about what the fuck I need to do.
Exactly, he don't force his will on you.
Exactly, you know, to each his own, and I'm going back to BA now, to each his own, you know? Because if we don't like it, then why do we apply it to other people?
Because let's work with what we agree with. You know what I'm saying? We spend so much time thinking about what we disagree with, but there's so much that we have so much in common. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both at the same
place.
Y'all have something in common with. Why break up a friendship? Because you're eating chicken and I'm eating daggone spinach balls.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I remember, you know, Dr. York said, you know, we ain't got to like each other, but can we learn to work together? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
that's the,
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's wrong to, like, if you have a rule in your house and you don't allow something in your house and you have guests in your home that want to bring that item to your house, do you think it's wrong to tell them, no, don't bring it?
Yeah.
I think it's right to tell them no because it's your home.
Right.
And that's the when they leave, nigga,
order.
You got to sleep in it.
Right.
It's your home. You know, I mean, I fight with my mom about that shit. This bitch believes that it should be a TV in every room in my goddamn house. I have to fight her on that shit. Like, bitch, you done lost your rabbit-ass mind. You know, my children don't even have time to sit and watch an idiot box.
That's it.
You know, but again, and it's hurtful because you have somebody that strongly believes that a child should be entertained by a television when they at home.
Right.
And it's my mother. Yet the Bible say, honor thy mother and thy father, and your days shall be long. What the fuck? You are completely fucked up if you do either or.
No, you honor her. You just don't have to do what she says. That's not what honor means. Honor
you know,
means
but,
you
I mean, again,
you know,
everybody still wants to enforce their right on you.
Yeah, or you.
You know,
exactly.
They're right. Okay, I can go to my mama's house. When my children go there, it's a TV in every fucking room. They ain't got to fight. When they come to my motherfucker, they come home, it's a whole bunch of other shit to do, and they still ain't got to fight. It's just, you know, but it really aggravates when you got somebody that's trying to, you know, be the authority over your home, and when they gone, you got to deal with that shit. What the fuck is that?
Right.
No, that's totally unacceptable. I'm
exactly. So, yeah,
home.
You don't want that shit in your fucking house, you got every right not to. You know what I'm saying? You got every right to rebuke that because we still have our Garden of Eden, and our Garden of Eden is our home, is our being. You know what I'm saying? And we got the right to put the cherubs up there to guard that shit and protect it so that nothing evil could come in and destroy it.
Right, right.
That you would think is evil. You know, I mean, I got motherfuckers that don't allow smoking in their fucking house, and they I keep inviting me over, and I'm like, I'm not coming over your shit, bitch. You don't allow smoking. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm outside, bitch. I'm in the car. I'm in my shit. I just certain things, so I respect their home. You know, I ain't finna bring that shit in there, but I found out that they will break their rules for me. And you better, because I'm God. You're going to have to. And I smoke 18 fucking packs in their shit.
And I never forget, Dr. York said, we'll come to a day and time where everybody will know about everybody and accept everybody for who they are, and we'll learn to work with it. You know what I'm saying? We'll learn to work with, okay, that's just such and such, this is how they are, and let's keep moving on. Let's work together. You know what I'm saying? And it seems like, you know, we've been in a society that has enforced their wills on you, enforced their wills, and to the point that it's always the person that's out of control that feels that they can control everything.
Now, that's
hot.
Yeah. Ooh, you're right. They're out of control.
They're out of control.
They don't have control. They're out
they don't
of
even have control
night.
Over their own environment.
And
but they want
they
control
are
over
trying
yours.
To control you.
They can try to control you.
Control. Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
So what do we do with those people?
Yeah, you about to stay out of the way.
That's why I don't answer the phone. As much as I love my mother, you know what I'm saying? I can't answer the phone. You know what I'm saying? As much as I love her, I'd be like, man, I don't even want to hear this bitch because she ain't going to like what come out my mouth.
You know? So that's all about staying in your senses.
I had a chick, real quick, before the show goes off. It's about to go off in a minute. Let me tell you something. Y'all won't believe this shit. My daughter in high school, 12th grade, she said a woman came up to her. She don't know this bitch from a can of paint, a white woman. You know what that bitch asked my daughter?
What?
What?
Will your mother let us use her car?
What?
Really? For the parade. The parade is the day. Will your mother let us use her car?
That's bold.
Do you know who the fuck this bitch is? She said, Mama, I never seen a bitch a day in my life, but her daughter is in the parade, in the prom. I said, what the fuck did you say to that bitch? She said, I just told her, you know, I'll ask. I said, Tia, what the fuck you just been telling that bitch? Bitch, you don't let me drive. drive it for?
Wow. That's interesting.
I know, I mean, what the fuck going on, nigga? I don't even know the fucking white bitch, nor does my daughter, and not, get the fuck, she right for my lost, they got their mind.
Well,
I don't even let my nigga drive my shit, and he paid a note. The fuck is that shit? That's some crazy shit, ain't it, Jolie?
Oh, this shit. Yo, I totally love when you told your daughter, why she tell that bitch? My mama won't let me drive it. Why the fuck you think she gonna let you drive it? Get that Lord out of here.
I mean, who the fuck is this? What the fuck wrong with these motherfuckers?
I love it. They're bold.
But that bitch felt it was her right to ask my daughter.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but that's her right.
That's all right. And it's my right to motherfucking pull this bitch up today, clean it off, drop the top on that motherfucker, and sit on it, watch the parade.
That's white privilege. White people live, white people know they live in a yes universe. So, you know, they're always going to ask the question. They're always going to, you know.
Yeah, that's
they,
one thing about them motherfuckers. We scared to even ask a question like that, ain't it? Go up to a white motherfucker in an Aston Martin and be like, hey, man, can I drive this car?
Right.
Shit, let's start that shit. Maybe we can inherit the earth by doing that shit. Give me your house.
You
yeah, it's all about your
it
thought. They don't care.
The you want some shit? Ask for it.
Hey,
you
y'all, that's my time, man. I love y'all so much, man. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank everybody,
man. I couldn't have done it without y'all, man. I had DNA explosions back to back to back to back. I love y'all, man. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place, the Don DeColeon Show. Listen, y'all have an awarding day for real, man, and let's just give everybody that right.
Right.
All right. All
right. I love y'all. Peace.
All right.
Peace.
Yeah. You already know Don DeColeon had to get on this one, baby. This is dedicated to all them fake self-appointed niggas. The Fame and Dr. York. In the name of Nwafu.
One time for Dr. York, the master teacher, ain't in jail. Hallelujah. This for the Isle of Bait, predate Noah's flood. You know it by the fruit it bears, it's in my fucking blood. One time for Dr. York, the master teacher, ain't in jail. Hallelujah. This for the Isle of Bait, predate Noah's flood. You know it by the fruit it bears, it's in my fucking blood. The Isle of Bait, the original assassins. Don't be asking, cause we be straight slashing. Heads with the scimitar and crescent. Of niggas who never learned the lesson. That's why we're clandestine. Destined to go westin' on anybody testing. The tester, keepers of the secret. Leave your body in the desert. Cause you didn't treasure the jewels and pearls. Trade it in for your pleasure. 20 pieces of silver, what's the measure? How'd you like to be rich forever? Was not clever. Now your cover's blown, now the money's gone. Full-blown agent, being polite. Nobody gives a fuck what you say on the mic. One time for Dr. York, the master teacher, ain't in jail. Hallelujah. This for the Isle of Bait, predate Noah's flood. You know it by the fruit it bears, it's in my fucking blood. One time for Dr. York, the master teacher, ain't in jail. Hallelujah. This for the Isle of Bait, predate Noah's flood. You know it by the fruit it bears, it's in my fucking blood.
And this song was dedicated to all you perpetrators. Perpetrating a fraud in the name of Dr. York, defaming him. Got people that don't even know him defaming him. Take his name and face off your goddamn pictures and flyers, motherfucker. If the federal court says Dwight York, motherfucker, free Dwight York. Leave Dr. Malachi Z. York out your motherfucking mouth, you bitch niggas.